yards long. The hit is hard, and the running's fast. It's time for high school football. This is the WCLT High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, and Mike's Ruby.
Football Game of the Week as the hometown Newark Wildcats take on the Cardinals of Thomas Worthington. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wando. Welcome to another, we think, will be good game between two teams coming in with 2-1 records. But, Garrett, both teams coming off disappointing losses last week. Newark on the road to Marion Harding, 34-14. And Grove City knocking off the Cardinals from the unbeaten ranks by a 49-0 count. So, I guess gut check time for both ball clubs this early in the season.
Yeah, very interesting game for both of these teams, and I believe both these teams come into this game thinking that they can get a bounce back win against one another. Newark last week against Marion Harding, you know, at one point they were leading that game 14-12. That game got away with them, got away from them. We were talking about it before this one. Newark maybe caught sleeping a little bit, maybe overlooked the Presidents a little bit in that one, since, you know, they were 2-0. They've beaten opponents that maybe they believe may have been a little bit better than them. But definitely should be wide awake after dropping their first game of the season. And then Thomas Worthington also 2-0, and they played a very good Grove City team. They lost, like you said, 49-0. So I'm interested to see, you know, which of these teams comes out really alive in this one. You know, Thomas Worthington, they're averaging a little over 18 points per game, giving up 28, obviously inflated by that 49-0 loss, but very balanced team. Both these teams very balanced, but Newark, it's important for them. We've seen this team over the past 2 years. Their offensive line, it is smaller probably than 9 out of 10 of the teams that they're going to be playing this season. So they got to need to keep Steele out of harm's way. You know, these quick, short passes, what we like to see. Just keep Steele out of harm's way. Let him just make plays with the ball, because he's really the heart and soul of this Newark offense.
We'll come back with head coach Bill French after this timeout on Kate 98.7.
Hi, this is Charlie Burwell from Church Street Floor Covering, and we're happy to welcome back all the high school football players to the field. At Church Street Floor Covering, we support all local athletes and wish them the best of luck this season. If you're looking for flooring that can stand up to whatever your home team throws at it, come see us at Church Street Floor Covering. We've been scoring big points with our customers for over 30 years. Church Street Floor Coverings, across from the Buckeye Valley YMCA. And don't forget to tell them Charlie sent you.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Mike's Roofing on Kate 98.7.
Coach, going back to last week, tough loss at Marion Harding. One or a couple of things that you think just didn't go well enough for the Cats to get that victory?
Well, you know, we came back from an early deficit. We had too many breakdowns on special teams. A couple of three and outs in the second half. I mean, that ball game was a, you know, one possession game up until the very end for those that weren't there. Hard fought. And we just made too many mistakes. And quite frankly, that's a good team.
Resolve of your ball club, what you've seen this week in practice. How do you feel after the first loss of the season and their mentality going into this game against Thomas Worthington?
Our mentality last week was fine. Our mentality this week is fine with a little more edge. You know, we're happy and fortunate to have a group of people that are very hardworking, both players and coaches, and we're very hungry to bring back a winning season and a home playoff game here to Whitefield, and we're very focused and very determined.
And you didn't want to get too high after a couple of wins. You don't want to get too low after a game that was there for the taking, but now you can regroup. So Have you seen that resolve from especially the seniors on this team saying, okay, we put it behind us and we move on?
Well, our seniors are great, but our seniors lead well, but it's about the whole team. And we have a junior group that leads and plays on the field. We have a sophomore group that follows. And quite frankly, we have freshmen that play. So we're a total team with, you know, our 22 guys that start and play come from all four classes, and we're unified, and we're ready to withstand, quite frankly, the best the state has to offer, and play hard for four quarters.
What can you tell us about Thomas Worthington? They come in 2-1 as well, and they had a tough one at Grove City. I'm sure they want to put that taste out of their mouth.
You know, it's a program that's been built. I can remember, you know, back in when there was one school and it was a football town, and now there it was Kilbourne's time, and quite frankly, now it looks to be Thomas Worthington's time. They've had a nice run the last 5 years and have built a nice system. It's a football program, and we're going to have to be on the top of our game, and we're going to have to be firing on all cylinders.
And I know this is kind of an obvious question, but how crucial is it to get off to a good start, especially with both teams coming off losses? You want to get moving quickly, but is it more important than usual to get off to a good start again Friday night?
Well, a good start's always great, but we also don't want to be victims to our emotions. We've tried to learn how to calm our emotions and stay steady and just play hard each down. So as we mature and don't go so high and don't get so low, we know that life in reality is the struggle of the challenge that's in front of us, and we're just ready to play four quarters.
Head coach Bill Franks of the Newark Wildcats spoke to him yesterday, and at practice, the team seemed upbeat. They were ready to go and focus, and while he may have downplayed it a little bit, I do think how they start this ball game is going to be very, very crucial to their success or failure this evening.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you there. We've seen the highs and the lows of how this Newark team operates, and it seems like, you know, games that they come out flat and they often get blown out, and so it's important for them too, just to be not making any mistakes. Do not turn the ball over. Do not give this Thomas Worthington team, do not make it easier than it should be for them. You know, stay ahead of the chains too. You know, those first down plays, I think, for Newark on offense are going to be really, really important, because, you know, like we've mentioned with the offensive line, you know, Steele's not going to have a lot of time to drop back and throw, not much as, you know, he would like. So just little short chunk plays. You know, last game we did against Mount Vernon, Johnny Askew absolutely tore him up in the running attack. I think that can be a good game plan for the Cardinals coming into this one. Try to attack on the ground offensively. I'm sure Newark is aware of that. But I think the important thing, too, is for Newark not to try to get too cute with their play calling on offense. Stick to the game plan. See what, you know, Thomas Worthington gives you on defense to start out this game. Just keep taking it.
Yeah, I mean, let them make the adjustments first if mm-hmm. they need to defensively, because that's what Mount Vernon did not do. They just kept giving those 5-6, 10-yard passes that Meister was just eating them up, going down the field to multiple receivers as well. And T. Davey had 71 yards rushing last week against Marion Harding. Got to have some running game established, not just Steelmeister carrying the football. I think if they get 80, 90 yards on the ground, they've got a good chance to get the victory tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you can incorporate, you know, since Steelmeister is a dual threat, you can incorporate T. Davey into that, you know, with the read option, trying to keep the defense guessing of who is going to be the ball carrier on any given down. And, you know, we talk about Steelmeister a ton with this Newark team, rightfully so. But T. Davey's also a really elite ball player on the offensive side for the Wildcats. And, you know, if the offensive line is able to give him just a little bit of space, a little bit of push, he makes teams often pay for it.
Thomas Worthington getting a winning season last year, 6-4, losing in the first round of the postseason to get to 6-5 after back-to-back 2-7 campaign. So Mike Pacetti has turned things around a little bit there at Thomas Worthington, and they would like nothing better to get their fourth straight victory over the Cats. It's not been a close series in the last three games, with Newark being outscored almost by 100 points, 113-14, and last year it was a 42-0 victory in Worthington by the Cardinals. So this will be also just to maybe see where Newark has improved. We We feel like they have improved. Mm-hmm. We saw that in the game against Mount Vernon. But this will be probably the biggest check. Yes, I know they lost last week, but this is a team with a winning record, made the postseason last year. This could be a good measuring stick for the Cats the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's good, too. They get them at home, try to get the home crowd involved as well. But, yeah, Thomas Worthington, yeah, like you said, I think it's probably the best team that they've played up until this point. So it'll be interesting to see. And I keep going back to it, just how they will adjust to both the offensive and the defensive lines of Thomas Worthington, because we just seen in warmups they got a lot bigger guys up front than Newark, and that's what Newark is gonna run into as this season goes on. So just being able to adjust to that properly will be telling to see how I think the rest of the season will play out for the Wildcats.
Kickoff is next as we get ready for the Wildcats and the Cardinals here from Whitefield, as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Tate 98.7.
I don't know how I'm going to get this project finished. Wrenches keep breaking, the lawnmower just cut my extension cords, and I could really use a skid steer loader.
Go to the ER.
Who's that?
Go to the ER.
Go to the ER? But I'm not hurt, just frustrated.
Not the emergency room. Go to Weekend Warriors Equipment Rental for all the tools and help you need to get your project finished right and timely. Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental, Route 13, Thornville, next to Napa.
The experienced heating and cooling professionals that meet any budget is just a phone call away. Your local Lennox dealer, Lucart Heating and Cooling, has been installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, NATE certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Lucart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call 740-344-5497 today. That's 740-344-5497. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating on Case 98.7.
Thomas Worthington is on the field. The referees are on the field as well, and we're getting ready for the Wildcats to get ready to join us here. And again, thank you, as she always does. Beautiful night for high school football here in Licking County. Very little humidity. We had a little bit of rain earlier today, but the clouds that were hanging around have broken away, and sun's shining right now as we get ready for sunset in about an hour, as the Wildcats come to the field and they are ready to go. So kickoff is coming up next, but right now let's pause for station identification as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle getting ready for kickoff. Newark and Thomas Worthington. The Cats won the coin flip and deferred to the second half, so Thomas Worthington will get the ball to start this ball game. And we'll see what Newark can do on defense. As Coach alluded to, it was a 14-12 game. They had rallied to take the lead after being down 12-0, but Marion Harding scoring the final 22 points of that contest to get the victory of the season, their first of the year, and sending Newark to their first defeat of this 2023 campaign. So we'll see how Newark does respond to that loss on the road, getting back here at home. And, of course, we in the media always do this, looking way ahead. But currently, after three games, Newark 10th in the region in computer points. Thomas Worthington right behind at number 11. 16 teams get in. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all that needs to be said. And I'm, at this point, like I said, too, with Newark, how they played the past couple seasons, you got to feel good about yourself. You're in a good situation. Picking up a win here will only help your chances to make the playoffs, and actually could really clinch your chances of making the postseason with the 16 teams.
Drayson Peterson is ready to kick things off from the 40-yard line of Newark, and we are underway. And the kick will be fielded, bobbled at the 12-yard line, and then picked up and tackled before he gets to the 20, as the special teams unit from Newark right there to make the stop.
Yeah, tough break for the Cardinals to start out. Bobbled the snap, special teams for Newark was there to capitalize right on them, and they will be set up deep in their own side of the field to start off this game.
Ball will be placed at the 18-yard line there for Thomas Worthington, which will face a first and 10 to start this ball game off. Quarterback is Gray Kegley. A freshman gets the call, and he will hand it off to Isaiah Bowers. Big hole, 25, up close to the 30-yard line. So right off the bat, the running game for Worthington picks up a first down.
Yeah, and I think Newark's a little bit lucky right there. It looked like Bowers was really one block away from being off to the races. I think may have tripped up either upon himself or his lead blocker right in front of him. But like we were mentioning, we just saw with the Mount Vernon team 2 weeks ago when they played here against Newark, the running game was really effective in that game against this defense.
First and 10 Cardinals from the 30. Kegley will hand it off. Bowers looking for room, and he's got a bunch, and he's got another first down with another 11-yard pickup.
And so far, that offensive line for Thomas Worthington winning the bow just two plays in, but so far, Bowers, I mean, he's getting all that he can on these first two carries.
Two carries, 23 yards. That's not a bad start. So from the 18 all the way up to the 41-yard line, first and 10 Cardinals. Just underway here at Whitefield. Bowers up the middle again. Pretty good surge that time by their offensive line. And the play looked like it might get three or four. It gets close to six or seven.
Yeah, just a second chance effort by that offensive line. And Bowers just falling forward really for the extra 2 or 3 yards. And no response to that running attack so far from Newark. And if I was the Cardinals, I'd just keep handing the ball off until that Newark defense shows me something otherwise.
6 yards, so it'll make it second and four from the 47. And he's got plenty of time now to be looking for holes at this point. He's just kind of stutter-stepping until he sees something and then goes with it. And another handoff breaks one tackle in the backfield. First down and more into Newark territory. Still going at the 40, inside to the 35, to the 34. Ball was fumbled, but they're saying he was down. And it'll be a huge pickup for Isaiah Bowers.
Yeah, well, one Newark defender was able to get in the backfield, but not quite wrap up Bowers that time. But it's more of what we've seen, just handing the ball off, and there's just really no response. Bowers is doing some good job, too, making some defenders miss in the open field.
Four carries, and three of them for double digits. That one, 19. Four carries, 48 yards from the Wildcat, 34. Bowers again, check that, coming in and replacing Bowers is Javon Lamb, but there's no change there as he gets a huge pickup on first down.
Yeah, I know it's early in this game, just first possession, but a little bit of a red flag right here if I'm that Newark defense. I mean, they've just been simple inside handoffs basically on every single play, and they've been all of them have gone for at least 5-6 yards.
That one gets eight, second down and two from the 26. Kegley. Here's Lamb again. Got a little bit of pressure in the backfield, but again is able to find the opening and get enough for a first down.
Yeah, a little bit better job that time by that Newark defense, getting in the backfield, getting to the ball carrier, but still giving up the first down. We'll see if they can kind of, with this short field, play a little bit better defense.
So another 8 yard pickup to the 26, and that's another first down. Kegley, and looks like we've got probably offsides against Newark. We'll wait for the official call on it. Looked like he changed his cadence there. And that's what it is. So first penalty of the game. So moving it to the 17-yard line. And make it first and five. Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. Lamb stays in the backfield to the right shoulder of Kegley. And how about we bring it back for 5 more yards?
Penalty on the play.
Funny how they come in waves. So again, offsides Newark. Automatic first down, Garrett, and they didn't even have to run a play.
Yeah, that not a good sign for Newark. Basically, since that opening kickoff return from Thomas Worthington, I mean, there has not been one single positive you can pull away from Newark in this one.
Now at the Wildcat 12, here's Lamb, and this time he's got in the backfield and will lose yardage. Cameron Davis, a solo tackle in the backfield, minus 3 yards on that play.
Oh, there they go. They finally get to the ball carrier in the backfield. It sets up second down and long. It's big here. You know, you want to try to force Thomas Worthington in these passing situation with a freshman quarterback.
Actually, they'll say a loss of 4 on that play. So second down and 14. Bowers back in the ball game with Cadley in the backfield. He's on his left shoulder. And they will throw it this time. And it's a wide receiver screen and getting out of bounds inside the 10-yard line to about the 9.
Yeah, pretty good play right there on second down and long. Kept the defense guessing. First pass attempt from Craigley in this one. I like it. Just a little wide receiver screen to make this a little bit more third and manageable.
So from the 9, they need to get to the 3-yard line. So 3rd and 6. 7:45 remains in this first quarter. Opening possession. Thomas Worthington on the move. Cadley again to throw. He will look in the end zone and nobody home. Might have been miscommunication. So now you've got 4th down and 6 from the 9. They do have a kicker who's kicked a couple of field goals. Kind of surprised by that play call, to be honest with you.
Well, it looks like they are bringing in the special teams unit. I was going to say, I was a little surprised, too, because I feel like, especially the way you've been running the football, you just hand it off, at least get some positive yards on a 3rd down play, set up a 4th down and short, or even pick up the 1st down.
So Maddox LaPrade will look to attempt the field goal, but before he does, Thomas Worthington will call a timeout. So I'd say make or miss here, it's a win for the Wildcat defense after giving up chunk play after chunk play on the ground, now to face a 4th down and having to kick a field goal.
Yeah, it was looking rough for the majority of that drive for the Wildcat defense. Not really, I think really just getting that big tackle for a loss on that 1st down just kind of destroyed the plans and destroyed this drive for Thomas Worthington. But I'm with you there on that 3rd down call. Not a big fan of it. Kind of just taking a shot for the end zone right there. But I guess since they were, you know, would be sass-eyed and incompetent in their kicker for going for it at this point, that was the reasoning behind that 3rd down play call.
Maddox LaPrade has kicked field goals of 42 and 39 a couple weeks ago and hit a 24-yard field goal to win their opening game against Beechcroft 27-26. Snap down, kick on the way. It is up. And it is good. 7:40 remains, opening quarter. 3-0. Thomas Worthington leads it. Back after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Lancaster campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Lancaster.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
46!
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems on K98.7.
T. Davey returns the kickoff. He's got room. 40, midfield, 45, still on his feet. 40, 30, still going. 25, 20, 15, spins away, down to the 5-yard line. Oh, what a return by Davey.
And that's the perfect way to reestablish momentum. He would have been gone. He kind of stumbled upon himself there around the 15-yard line. And if he didn't stumble, I feel like he would have easily been able to get in for the touchdown there.
But still, I mean, he stumbled two or three times and was able to keep his balance to take it all the way down to the 5-yard line. First and goal, Newark. What a chance to get right back and take the lead here if they can get a touchdown after giving up the 3 points on the opening possession. By the way, that was 10 plays, 77 yards, capped off by a 31-yard field goal by Manitz LaPrade. So here comes the Wildcat offense, first and goal from the Cardinal 5-yard line. Steelmeister, the senior quarterback, he will look to throw. He's got some pressure, dives forward, and maybe squeezes inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, I think they're going to give him a pickup of one on that play, but it's really important here, too, to capitalize off that huge return from T. Davey. You're only 5 yards away. Get this one in the end zone. Get the lead back in this game.
That was a 93-yard kickoff return by Davey. They'll mark it back at the line of scrimmage. So second and goal from the 5. Davey is in the backfield with Meister. Again to throw. Pressure. Scrambles. He's got running room. He's looking. Now he's got a man open. Touchdown! Wildcats! Carson Burnett. The escapability of Steelmeister. Burnett got free in the end zone, and the Cats take the lead.
Yeah, Steelmeister looked like he was just going to try to run that one in. Burnett got free and just kind of laid that one right into his breadbasket, and just a great job. That was all set up off that huge return from T. Davey. And when things weren't looking so good just a few minutes ago for this Wildcat team, all of a sudden they have a lead.
Peterson for the extra point on the way, and it is good. 6:41 to go in this first quarter, and the Wildcats, a two-play scoring drive from 5 yards. Meister, the 5-yard touchdown pass to Barnett, and it's 7-3 Newark. So it's all phases of the game. We've talked about it, offense, defense, and special teams. T. Davey, we talked about him needing to have a rushing attack tonight. Well, he just answered that with a huge kickoff return.
Yeah, and I think if I'm Thomas Worthington here, you know, this game kind of been flipped on you a little bit, but just you got to go back to what was working for you on that opening drive. Hand the ball off. Try to stay ahead of the sticks, you know, and just continue to pound the rock, because essentially every single time you handed the ball off, except once, it went for, you know, at least 5-6 yards on each pickup. So just continue to pound the rock if I'm the Cardinals here and try to respond with a touchdown of your own.
Don't miss any of the action with our free app. Download WCLT Radio at the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and you're streaming the game on Kate 98.7. 7-3, Newark leads it. Peterson ready to kick things off for the second time tonight. And it's a line drive, end-over-end kick, fielded at the 15-yard line, bringing it across the 20. And again, nice job by the Cats special teams on the kickoffs. Just about an 8-yard return to the 23.
Yeah, you heard Coach Franks in the preview interview talk about special teams last week being an issue. This week, it must have been a point of emphasis this week, because they definitely look locked in on the special team side of things.
24-yard line officially. First and 10, Thomas Worthington. Isaiah Bowers, who had 48 yards rushing, getting him down the field, and then he just went out for a couple plays, and unfortunately, the third offside penalty against Newark's defense will now move it to the 29 and make it first and 5.
Yeah, that hard count is really getting those guys up front for Newark. Like you mentioned, third offside penalty against that defense. And for Thomas Worthington, I mean, that just sets you up perfectly, since you are primarily been rushing the football.
They do have 4 wideouts on this first and 5, 2 split to each side. Blitz coming, and the pass is caught, and getting the first down to about the 36-yard line. So, okay, Garrett, they were running the football, and now that is 3 straight pass attempts by Thomas Worthington.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say anything bad about that time, since it did pick up a first down, but, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of scratching my head up here with you. You know, why they are going away from the rushing attack. Yes, their last rush went for minus 4 yards, but one negative can't outweigh all the positive that last drive did for you rushing football.
Passing again, looking long down the middle, and it's incomplete, way over the head.
I'm right there with you. First down and 10, I thought for sure, you know, perfect time to reestablish the rushing attack, but they're going for the deep shot there, and especially, too, you know, you have the freshman quarterback with Kegley. I mean, I mean, now you set up yourself second down and 10, and we'll see what they do here.
From their own 36-yard line, tried the hard snap again, and it did it work again? Yes, it did. Oh, my goodness. Fourth offside penalty. So you go from a second and 10, basically behind the sticks, to now a manageable second and 5.
Yeah, well, now you can't hand the ball off. But, yeah, Newark, they got to try to be better disciplined up there with that hard count. They're kind of bailing out the Cardinals here.
And I believe we're going to have...
Flag on the play.
Well, we have a flag on the play, and it's offside number 5. So this is the second time that Newark has allowed Thomas Worthington to get a first down without having to snap a play.
Yeah, this is becoming a... pretty big issue here for the Wildcats, especially since Thomas Worthington, I mean, haven't shown any signs on this drive. I mean, they've got more penalties on this drive than actual plays.
Yep. So now at the 46, it's a first and 10, and they will throw again, and it's knocked away incomplete. Good job by the secondary there of Newark, especially Jalen White coming in to make the snap. So you got offsides problems on the Newark defense, and then... You got play calling questions on Thomas Worthington's
side. This is an interesting start to this game, definitely. I do not know why the Cardinals have elected to go pass heavy here.
Now they give it to Bowers, and nowhere to go. Hit behind the line of scrimmage. A swarm of cats knocking back, making it third and long.
And a good response once again from that Newark defense. Last two times the Cardinals tried to run the football, it's gone for negative yards. So now you are set up in a passing situation here on third down. They are 0 for 1 so far here tonight on third down to Thomas Worthington.
Loss of 2, third down and 12 from inside the Cardinal 45-yard line. Got to play disciplined football here. They tried the hard count, and this time the Cats did not bite. It's third and 12. Kegley to throw. Fires over the middle, and a catch is made for a first down into Newark territory, down to about the 35-yard line. Picking it up, Aiden Llewellyn found a coverage area in the zone there, Garrett, and picked up a big one.
Yeah, and to be honest, I mean, Kegley, we have been kind of criticizing the play calling, but the ball's looking good coming out of his hands, especially for just a freshman. I mean, he's listed at 6'1", 185. This guy's got some potential going forward, but he's looked pretty solid so far here tonight throwing the football.
Huge third down pickup. Here's Bowers, and he will get to about the 31-yard line, a pickup of 4, make it second and 6.
Yeah, they go back to the run there on first down, and I think, too, just they're picking up those 4 yards on first down is good because it takes some pressure off you here on second down 6. You can hand the ball off again. You don't put as much pressure on your quarterback to make a big play if it comes to third down.
From the Cats 31, and I'm afraid we have another offside. I don't know that I've ever seen this.
Yeah, this is it's a first for me, too. So, what was that now? 6?
That is 6.
6, so that will mean second down and 1. I'm sure the coaching staff will have some words for those defenders in the locker room.
Bowers gets the handoff, gets the first down inside the 25-yard line down to about the 21. But when it's second and 1, it's easy pickings.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, if you're Newark, if you're those guys on the Newark defense, you just got to expect a hard count at this point because it's worked so much. So, I mean, you just try to just expect that. Be disciplined. You know, those 5 yards aren't worth, you know, picking up that split second jumping off the football.
And a pass knocked down on first and 10 Austin Rose deflected it from the defensive end standpoint, and it'll make it second and 10.
Yeah, good job from Rose right there. If he didn't get his hand on that one, that probably would have been about a 4 or 5 yard pickup at least for the Cardinals.
So second down and 10 from the 21 yard line. Six offside penalties for Newark for 30 yards in this first quarter in two drives.
Yeah.
Second and 10 here, though. Opportunity to make a play. Here's Bowers, and pretty good tackle made after just a 2 yard pickup there. So got the opportunity once again to make a stand here.
Yep, third and long. Another passing situation here for Thomas Worthington, although, you know, just inside the 20s. Could be two down territory. Yeah, who knows, depending on how confident the Cardinals are in their kicker. But another big third down coming up here for both these teams.
Under 3 minutes in this opening quarter, 7-3, Newark leads it. Third down and about 8 for Thomas Worthington from the Cats' 19-yard line. Kegley to throw. He's got plenty of time. Now a little bit of pressure, and will be stopped at the 20. Rose again making the play, and credit to the secondary that time, as he had plenty of time to throw to start.
Yeah, that's what they call the good old coverage sack, because, yeah, Kegley had all the time in the world, but the secondary not allowing any of those receivers to get open. Looks like they're going to trap the field goal unit out here.
So looking at about a 38-yarder, LaPrade, who has nailed one already tonight from 31. So this 7 yards more, snap down, kick on the way, no problem whatsoever. So the kick is good. So Thomas Worthington, two drives in this first quarter, settling for two field goals, but that makes it 7-6. So, boy, if you could just take away the offside penalties, you wonder if the newer defense might be able to shut down this Cardinal offense before they get into scoring territory.
Yeah, that drive looked really good from that Newark defense. Like you said, besides the penalties, if they were to clean up those penalties, I don't think they were able to get in field goal range that time. So it's really just, I think, up to just those guys on there, how disciplined you can be. You just got to expect the hard count at this point. I mean, six offside penalties and two drives, that's really unexcusable, and you just need to correct that going forward.
High School Football Game of the Week brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems here this evening on Kate 98.7. 2-1 ball clubs hooking up tonight here at Whitefield, and a good one to start off in this first quarter. 7-6, Newark leads it. Be interesting to see if they kick it to T. Davey or try something different after his 93-yard kickoff return for Newark on their last possession, setting up the 5-yard touchdown pass, Meister to Burnett. We are ready. LaPrade set to kick it off. And he will kick it to Davey. Will field it at about the 2 again. Up to the 10. 20. 25. And about the 29-yard line. Still a good return.
Yeah, gets him to the 29 and get our first look, or our second look rather, at this Newark offense here tonight. They were set up with really good field position, just had to go about 7 yards on their previous possession. So we'll see, really, I guess, our first look at how that Thomas Worthington defense scale will attack that Steel Meister.
Meister, with a couple more touchdown passes last week, continues to have an excellent senior campaign through three contests. Here comes the blitz. It's picked up, and a catch is made across the 35-yard line. Braylon Stevens. And those are the plays we talked about, the nice 5-6-yard little dump plays.
Yeah, because you see, yeah, the pressure is going to, Steelmeister is going to be under pressure all night long. He knows that the play calling is designed to get the ball out quick. And like you said, especially what I saw in that first play, just the cushion that those Thomas Worthington defenders gave the Newark wide receivers. If they continue to give you that much of a cushion, just keep running those same plays.
Second and 4 from the Cats' 35-yard line. Meister remains in the gun. And here's a handoff to Davey, met right at the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing there.
Yeah, that time the Cardinals' defensive front broke through. and Davey not able to get anything going, like we said. You're going to have to establish the running game at some point in this game if you're Newark, rather sooner than later, but it's going to be a lot easier said than done for this ball club. But big third down and three here for Newark.
Trips come out here to the near side. And a single wide out to the far side on a third and four. Meister gets the snap. He will keep it. Gets the first down across the 40 and will pick up a huge first down for the Newark Wildcats.
I feel like in these short yardage situations, third and three, third and two, they just go with old reliable right there. They just direct snap to Meister, and he just keeps it, and he's able to just fall forward. I mean, he's a big guy. He's hard to take down, and he's reliable most of the time to pick up 3-4 yards.
Ball at the 43-yard line as we come up on 20 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Meister on first and 10 will throw. Fires, catch made, and getting into Thomas Worthington territory is Braylon Stevens. His second pass completion on this drive. And let's see where they officially mark it. They're going to say 10 yards, first down.
Man, nice first down play, good for 10 yards. And like, I just like what I'm seeing out of Newark on this first offensive, or the second offensive possession. I like the play calling. They just need to stick to it. Don't need to get greedy here. It's been working. Don't need to take a big shot or anything. Just keep doing what you've been doing.
From the Cardinal 47-yard line, first and 10. Meister moving a couple of folks around here, and unfortunately, they have to use a timeout right before the end of the quarter. Didn't seem like things were set up there. So Coach Bill Franks calls a timeout. Meister so far 3 of 3 for 21 yards. Again, not a high yardage, but when you're hitting all of your passes and doing what the defense is allowing you to do, that's all you need to do.
And what Newark does, too, is they use the passing game with Meister kind of as an extension of the running attack, since they aren't able to really run directly up the middle so much with T. Davey. They might be doing, like we've been mentioning, these short little crossing routes or curl routes that are good for about 4 or 5 yards, but, you know, they mount up over a long period of time and establish these long drives, and they often end up resulting in points.
So each team using a timeout in this opening quarter. Back to live action, first and 10 from the 47. And a fake handoff, and here's Stevens getting the catch. Makes a couple nice moves and gets to the 40-yard line. So it looked like that play might lose a couple, but he picks up a few yards, and that'll end this first quarter. 7-6, Newark leads Thomas Worthington. Back for quarter number two after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com.
You want top joint replacement surgery. Knox Community Hospital delivers with 3 fellowship-trained surgeons. Joint classes to fully prepare you for surgery. Clinical advancements like robot-assisted knee replacement. Pain protocols that have most patients home the next day. And coveted national rankings for 4 years running. All to help you beat the pain and heal faster.
Go to kch.org. to learn more.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Lashley Tractor Sales on Kate 98.7.
We're back at Whitefield getting ready to start the second quarter. Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, 7-6, the Newark Wildcats leading the Thomas Worthington Cardinals and facing a second and 3 from the Cardinal 40. T. Davey trying to make something happen, breaks 2 tackles and actually should have been lost. Backed at about the 43, and he's going to be very close to a first down.
Yeah, I think they're going to end up moving the chains for him that time. But yeah, good job from Davey. So far, his second effort tonight have really been the reason why Newark is winning this ball game.
They will mark it at the 42, first and 10, Newark. Don't forget, all the scores tonight on the High School Football Scoreboard Show on T100, 9 to 11, Mark Bruce and Lee Waller will have all the games from around the area and recap the exciting contest for you on the High School Football Scoreboard Show tonight, 9 to 11. Meister on first and 10. He will roll out, and now he's got some running room. 35 looks to go out of bounds inside the 30-yard line, maybe right at the 30. And here's the difference between a sophomore Steelmeister and a senior Steelmeister. He would have turned and taken that physical contact. He knows how valuable he is to Newark. I'm going to go out of bounds after a positive pickup.
Yeah, as I was about to say right there, you just see the maturity of Steelmeister right there. On that second down run, too, I think just not even trying to force anything downfield or even stay in the pocket too long and taking a sack on that play instead turns it for positive yards.
Second and 3 from the Cardinal 30. Meister to throw. Pressure up the middle. He is looking long, and the pass sails over the head of Drayson Peterson. He was double covered. So here's your third down and a long 3 for the Cats.
Third down.
First incompletion, by the way, for Meister tonight.
Yeah, I think at this point in the field, probably can go for it here on fourth down, but, I mean, you don't need to take a huge shot here. I mean, you can just run one of the plays that's been working for you all night, or you can run the signature, you know, Steelmeister keeper, really right up the middle, see if he can see get any holes and just pick up these 3 yards.
Meister, he will keep it, eludes one man, eludes two men, and gets the first down inside the 25. They had him dead to rights.
Yeah, it's old reliable. I mean, you know it's coming probably on those third and shorts. That's the second time he's picked up a third and 3 on basically the exact same play, which is a lot easier said than done bringing him down because he's really patient back there. He doesn't just directly, you know, shoot the gap. He knows he just needs to pick up 3 yards, and he does it perfectly.
So they'll mark it at the Cardinal 25. We really have seen two great quarterbacks over the last 2 weeks that do so much for their teams. Braden Bayless for Heath, and of course here, Steelmeister for Newark. Senior laden quarterbacks that just leave it all out on the field every single time. Here's an end around looking for some running room and getting 2 or 3 yards, but we'll see what this call could be, and it's probably going to be a hold or an illegal block on Newark.
Yeah.
After about a 3-yard pickup.
Yeah, I think they're going to get the Wildcats here for holding. I think we saw it here on the near side. And that will be the call, so not what you want to see for the Wildcats there on first down. Backs you up way behind the sticks. First down and 20 now coming up. And I mean, it kind of just turns your whole play calling upside down here on these next set of plays.
First down 20.
So it'll move the ball back to the 35-yard line. Seventh penalty of this first half for the Cats. First and 20 at Worthington's 35-yard line. And here's an inside handoff and losing another yard for the Cats. Checking it in. Not on my roster, so hopefully it's on your roster.
Nope. Is it 34 we're looking for?
Yeah, let's... Oh. Here we go. Daniel Cutliff. Daniel Cutliff. So he'll lose 2 there back to the 36. Actually, 1 yard back to the 36. So now you're looking at 2nd and 21, and you got to get a big chunk of it back right here.
Yeah, got to just get some positive yardage right here to at least make this 3rd and manageable.
Meister to throw. Rolling out. Now he's got some pressure. Again, loses a couple players. He's at the 30. 25-20. And will go out of bounds at the right at the sticks. Right about the 15-yard line. Did he know how far he needed? Referees are looking. I think they're going to say 3rd and short.
Yeah, it's going to be 3rd and a short 1 here. But once again, just kind of a broken play. Steelmeister saw the whole left side of the field wide open, and he just took that one, and really fortunate that Thomas Worthington didn't give up even more yards on that scamper from Meister.
Well, we talked about needing a chunt play.
Yeah,
they got it. They definitely got it. 9 minutes, 20 seconds left, second quarter, 7-6, Newark leads it at Thomas Worthington's 16-yard line, third down and 1. Two wideouts split to both sides. Davey in the backfield. Meister will keep it. And Cleveland. He's going to be right at, I don't think they're going to mark it where he needed to get. I think it's just back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they may give him a few inches, but it is going to be fourth down and less than a yard. Offense stays out there. I mean, you may just go back around the same exact play.
I would. Pretty hard to stop him twice. Having a long conversation there with Coach Franks before he goes back to the huddle. We should mention that the play clocks are not working again tonight, so they're keeping that time on the field. So here's a huge play. Fourth and less than a yard from the Cardinals' 16-yard line. And Coach Frank says, let's talk about it. Wanted to see maybe what Worthington had in store defensively. I mean, I guess you try to spread them out again and then just give the ball to Meister.
Yeah. If I was in this situation, yeah, just direct snap to Meister and let him pick up this yard however he sees fit. It's worked two out of three times tonight on third down. They did stuff him at the line last time, but I don't see any reason to get fancy here, especially, you know, big fourth down coming up. I would just let Meister run this one up the gut.
Personal note for me, many of you know Demetrius Stanley, who went to Thomas Worthington, passed away this past year in February at the age of 48 of prostate cancer, and they are honoring him with Thomas Worthington with a decal on their jerseys. I've had the fortunate opportunity to work with Demetrius's mother, Paula Stanley, for several years. Wonderful lady, wonderful human being, and just wish the Stanleys all the best and condolences for the loss of Demetrius. Fourth and one, Meister will keep it, gets the first down off the left side, so a little bit different. They've been going on the right side, but he goes off the left there and gets the first down for the Cats.
Yeah, interesting. Thomas Worthington, the defensive front, was a little on their toes. There was some movement. They said there was some movement on the Newark side. But, yeah, nonetheless, Steel Meister just able to pick up that big four-down conversion here, extend the drive.
So now from the 11, first and 10, Newark, leading 7-6. Meister, here's the handoff to Davey. Just a lot of penetration right there. I'd say, again, back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
Yeah, Davey's had a hard time with these runs up the middle in this one. It's been the theme of what we've seen here in these two games, the short sample size we've seen from this Newark offense, is those inside handouts for Davey have just a hard time of panning out. He may break one every once in a while, but for the most part, he's just lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
And that's where he was on that first down pickup. So second and 10, Meister will hand it off to Davey up the middle. He's at the 5. And pretty good convergence right there by Thomas Worthington. I thought he had a chance to get to pay dirt.
Yeah, and I think that time it may have been a read option design play. Meister kind of held that one in Davey's lap a little long. And I think just the success Meister's had on the ground so far tonight is what fooled the majority of that Thomas Worthington defense, trying to sell out on stopping Meister being the ball carrier.
So he gets to the 4-yard line. They can get a first down at the 1. Third and 3, 6:45 remains before half. Wildcats trying to extend their lead. Meister, he'll look to keep it. He's at the goal line. House call, Wildcats. Meister, from getting in the pay dirt again, was hit by one tackle and just took it all the way in. And the Wildcats now lead it 13-6.
And that's their... Now, obviously, is their go-down or their go-to play on third downs is just Steel Meister running either to the left or to the right, and it's worked basically every single time here tonight. But he did for that big fourth down conversion just a few moments ago, and right there they get the 6 more points.
And the extra point is tacked on. 6:38 remains, second quarter, 14-6. Cats lead it. Back after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, folks. It's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I got to tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
No matter the season, there's always work to do. Husqvarna is always there to make the toughest jobs easier. Husqvarna has been the choice of professionals and homeowners alike for more than 332 years. Wright Brothers Power carries a full range of parts and accessories that add versatility, increase performance, and provide protection for your Husqvarna. For the full lineup of Husqvarna products and accessories, visit Wright Brothers Power at 625 West Church Street.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center on K98.7.
Kickoff return by Tyler Benner of Thomas Worthington is a good one, all the way up to the 48-yard line. So, 71-yard scoring drive by the Wildcats in the first and second quarter. We're able to convert on a fourth down. We're able to convert on a first and 20. And Meister keeps it from 4 yards out, and they lead it 14-6.
The Cardinals take over first and 10.
So from the 48, we'll see what the Cardinals can do. They've had the ball twice. Twice they've scored. Both field goals. Tried the hard count again, and I think the Cats have learned their lesson on that. Cadley now trying to get Bauer set with him in the backfield. And he will look to throw, fire, and the catch is made and getting into newer territory. And close to the first down is Aiden Llewellyn. But we talked about, you know, they're just going with Meister. And that might be the difference of why it's 14-6. Thomas Worthington changing things up. They may have a couple of touchdowns on the board.
Yeah, I mean, once again, passing play right there on first down just was a wide receiver screen. They've done, that's the second time they've run that play for good success, but I agree with you. I think, who knows, if they don't stop running the football in that first drive, it looked like they could have basically just walked in for a touchdown.
Oh, and I jinxed myself. Offsides against Newark.
Well, I thought you would know about the announcer jinx by now.
Yeah, you would think so. You would think so, but apparently I do not. So first and 5 from the Cats 37, and they almost jumped again. Catch is made and getting a first down inside the 30-yard line. Nice catch by Dominic Perini, and he will get another first down. So Thomas Worthington wasting no time after the kickoff return, looking to get right back here and make it potentially a tie ball game if they score and go for two.
Yeah, so far offense is looking good on this drive. Two passing plays, both good for first downs, but you know, me personally, I'd like to see, you know, them just go back to that running attack a little bit more, just since that's as smooth as this offense has looked so far all game.
They are currently at the Cats' 27-yard line, first and 10. Bowers gets the handoff this time and gets to about the 22-yard line, about a 5-yard pickup.
See, and, you know, that's more my speed right there, you know. Not a huge gain, you know, kind of what they're getting in that opening drive, you know, 10 yards every down, but picking up 5-6 yards on first down just makes things a lot easier to just continuously move the chains.
Second down 5.
Second and 5 from the Newark 22-yard line. Cats up 14-6 as the hard counts continue, but I can't blame them. Why not keep trying?
Yeah.
It's worked 7 times. Cadley to throw. Got some pressure from Rose. Eludes one man and then fires over the middle. Oh, what a catch and touchdown. Cadley had a man wrapped on him, but he was able to fire a bullet to Nick Zalewski. And just like that, it's 14-12. Great throw. Great throw.
Yeah, and talk about like literally hitting the Heisman pose mid-play. He got a stiff arm. Trying to stiff arm the defender that was wrapping him up mid-play. Threw that one. It looked like initially it was up for grabs, but his receiver coming across the middle. I mean, that was a great throw right at that time by Cagley. And remember, I mean, this, it's hard to believe this guy's just a freshman.
They will decide to go for the point after, and it is up and good. So, again, special teams, half a field. They go 52 yards and get one offside penalty, and then just a tremendous athletic effort by Tadley to Zalewski, and 14-13, we have ourselves a ball game, Garrett.
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it there. They were set up with really good field position, and then, too, yeah, the penalties are not helping out your defense. For the most part tonight, has struggled against that Thomas Worthington defense. So it's really, I think, up to which defense can make a stand here first coming to the end of the second quarter. But I think adjustments, you know, coming out for the third quarter and fourth and rest of the game going forward is just kind of which defense can pull together a string of stops here. I think the first team to do that will likely come out on top.
Thomas Worthington last week in their 49-0 loss gave up 561 yards to the Greyhounds of Grove City. 292 through the air, 279 on the ground. So that's tremendous balance. So Newark just needs to keep doing what they've been doing offensively. 4:41 remains in the second quarter. Cats lead now down to one, 14-13. Here's the kick. Davey will fumble it at the goal line, and I'm surprised his back foot was in the end zone when he got the ball. I'm surprised they didn't call for the touchback right there. But it is a touchback, so Wildcats will start at their 20 with a 14-13 lead. High School Football Game of the Week brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating on Kate 98.7. First and 10, Wildcats. Meister with a touchdown throw of 5 yards and a touchdown run of 4 yards, leading to Newark's 2 scores on the evening. So this will be possession number 6 of the ball game. We've not had a punt or turnover. 5 for 5 scoring opportunities. Davey in the backfield with Meister. Wide out split to the far and near side. And it looks like we are going to have another penalty here against Newark. So they're going to be close. They're right now, I believe, at 9 penalties, having double-digit penalties in the first half. That will have to be cleaned up for half number 2.
And, I mean, you can't help but think, if they're able to clean these up, I mean, it's just in this game so far. I mean, that's something that could be keeping the Cardinals in this game as well, just the absurd amount of penalties here just in the first half.
First and 15, Meister to throw, fires, catch made, and it's Stevens again to about the 25-yard line, so a good 10-yard pickup.
Matt Stevens having a good night here so far. Good pickup there on first down. Gets the penalty yardage back and more, so keeps you ahead of the chains here on second down.
Second down and 5. Referee's having enough time trying to get the flag tucked back in. He's used it so much. Second and 5 from the 25. Meister, here's the handoff to Davey, trying to get to the outside. Will get the first down, but I think it's going to be brought back as we have a flag on the play, and it looks like it's going to be a hold. So, self-destruction right now. There's really no other way to call it. You're at 10 penalties in half number 1. 10. Oakland Raiders would be thrilled with this from back in the 70s.
Yeah, you don't want double-digit penalties in the game, period, but reaching that number in the first half alone is, like you said, it's pretty bad, and it is keeping, I think, the Cardinals in this game. So you just had that great first down play, pick back the false start, penalty yardage from there, and you go right back, you pick up a holding, man. I mean, you just gotta clean it up.
Well, and that's the second hold on a play to the outside, so that's something to maybe be concerned about moving forward as well, if the blockers are not being able to get out there timely enough to make the play. Meister, catch made by Peterson, short pickup to the 17-yard line. So about 3rd and 13 here.
Yeah, obvious passing situation. I think the important thing is for Meister is just to not make a mistake. You know, do not turn the ball over. Do not try to force anything in a situation like this coming here close to the half. Newark will receive the second half kickoff, but I'm sure you know they'd like to try to extend this lead.
Third and long, Meister to throw. Fires over the middle. Almost intercepted, and the pass does fall incomplete. Colin Scalese was reading Meister that time, and had he picked it off, he was in the end zone.
Yeah, Meister fortunate he wasn't able to get all of his hands on that one, so they'll be forced to punt, and Cardinals now in a good situation to retake the lead. Now they'll get the ball back with a little over 3 minutes to go, with probably pretty good field position.
Peterson standing inside his five to receive the ball and punt it away. And here's the kick. It'll bounce around and take a great bounce for Newark inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line. Take that. Absolutely take that.
Yeah, that looked like originally before the bounce it was going to be down around midfield, so another 10 extra yards or so off that Newark bounce. And we'll see if that defense can make their first stop of the game here with 3:03 remaining.
For those who know Coach Franks, he's an emotional coach, but he also knows he's getting up there a little bit in age. So he went to do a chest bump to Peterson for that punt, but then grabbed him around to make sure he didn't get too hard of a chest bump. Smart move, Coach. First and 10, Thomas Worthington trailing 14-13 with 3:03 left in the second quarter. Cats one timeout, Thomas Worthington two. Cadley, hand off to Bowers, and his best run for a while. Ball is on the ground. We'll see who may have picked it up. No official signal yet, and it looks like Thomas Worthington did get it back at about the 45.
Big break that time. Like I said, pretty solid run, but loses the football. That was a good opportunity for Newark to pounce on it, but I think Cardinals are just lucky the way that one bounced right back into their lap.
So a 7-yard pickup, second and three from the 45. Gadley again tries the hard count. Now he'll get the play call. 2 minutes, 17 seconds to go. And Tadley to throw. He's got some pressure, and they get him in the backfield all the way back to the Thomas Worthington 38-yard line. Austin Rose having himself a game defensively tonight.
Yeah, Austin Rose has been the MVP of this Newark defense. Whenever it seems like this defense comes up with a big play, number seven has been involved in some form or fashion, coming up, applying the pressure, and getting the sack there. They're now backed up. Going to be third down and 10.
So we'll see what the Cats can do here on third and long with a minute 38 left, second quarter. Kegley to throw. He's got time. Fires. And is the catch made at midfield? I think it is by Llewellyn. He dove and got that ball. Coach Franks doesn't think so, but the officials say first down right at midfield.
Yeah, good throw. Good catch that time by the Cardinals. I mean, that's just a tough third down to give up right there for Newark, especially after coming up with that sack just a moment ago.
So a big third down pickup. Kegley, short drop. It's Llewellyn again. And he'll be tackled at the 47-yard line. They are not using a timeout yet, even though they've got two in their back pocket as we come up on a minute remaining in the second quarter. 14-13, Newark leads it.
3 yards on the play.
Second and seven from the Cat 47. Low snap, but Kegley's able to get it. Now officials stop play way after the ball was snapped. I mean, it's going to be false start against Thomas Worthington, but I want to say that flag was a good second to two after the play was snapped.
Yeah, I was a little delayed, and once again, that was possibly saving a touchdown because that's like a good throw, and the receiver burned his man on his route. So that false start potentially saving 6 points here for the Wildcats.
Second and 12 back on Thomas Worthington's side of midfield. They're 48. Kegley to throw. Plenty of time. Now he's got a little bit of pressure. Still looking, firing over the middle, and the pass knocked away, incomplete. A couple dangerous throws by both quarterbacks here on their last couple of drives.
Yeah, good protection that time for Kegley. Got to give credit to that secondary once again for Newark. They've done a great job locking down these receivers. Not giving up anything big. They've given up, you know, maybe, you know, these 5 to 10 yard receptions every now and again, but they are preventing those big plays from occurring tonight.
31 seconds to go, second quarter, 3rd and 12 from the Cardinal 48-yard line. Kegley got a little pressure from Rose, fires deep over the head of Llewellyn, incomplete. So Cats defense needed to make a stand, and they do that. And with 26 seconds to go, the Cardinals will punt for the first time tonight.
Yeah, once again, just good coverage. It looks like that New York defense starting to apply a little bit of pressure, too, to Kegley in the backfield. So good response by not giving up any points here by the Wildcats, able to hang on to that lead.
Stepping back to punt is Noah Walters for Thomas Worthington at his 34-yard line. High snap, and it goes over his head! Back to the 26-yard line, and he's still able to kick it away, and it will be all the way down to the newer 27-26-yard line. Oh, I thought there was going to be a golden opportunity right there, but he had enough, I guess, nerves to find a way to run for a little bit and then kick it away and got a great bounce. Wow.
Yeah, that was a terrific job right there by Walters. I mean, that snap, a little over his head, took him a couple seconds to field that one, and he knew the pressure was coming, but he hung in there. Didn't get the best kickoff, a little line drive, but took a good bounce. But, I mean, compared to the alternative, I mean, this is now inside the Newark 30 instead of you giving it up around your 30-yard line, most likely.
Well, we'll see what Newark does here. 12 seconds remain. I would think they would just run it out. Two wideouts, and Newark's going to have to call a timeout. We'll take one as well here. 14-13, back after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
McGuire's Distinctive Trucks has been your trusted truck accessories supplier for years. And now they've got Patriot Spray and Liner, the newest technology for your truck bed. Get wear, tear, and corrosion protection with the best spray-in bed liners, backed by Patriot's nationwide warranty. McGuire's Distinctive Trucks installers will ensure a uniform application that will protect your truck from everything you throw at it. Plus, it looks great, and it can be installed quickly. Patriot Liners and McGuire's Distinctive Trucks in Carroll, your truck partner.
Stop into the toy store and upgrade your ride with epic savings on Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. This is Jeff Ward, and now through September 30th, you can save on select Polaris Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, and General models with financing options as low as 1.49% APR for qualified buyers. There's no better time to take home a Polaris off-road vehicle. Explore the impressive Polaris lineup during our Upgrade Your Ride sales event at the toy store. Polaris, think outside.
Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing rates. See dealer for details. Driver must be at least 16 years old with a valid driver's license to operate.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Mike's Roofing on Kate 98.7.
6 seconds remain as while we're away, Newark on 1st and 10 from their 26 threw a pass down the sideline that was almost intercepted. It falls incomplete. So we'll catch our breath and see what happens here on 2nd down. It'll be a handoff to Davey. He will get to the 30, 35, and will be tackled there. And that will do it for an interesting first half all the way to the end. But the Wildcats able to take the lead at the break, leading Thomas Worthington by a score of 14-13. We'll come back to Whitefield and recap this first half after a timeout as you've been listening to the first half of our High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Is your job going places? Mine is, and I'm taking people with me. Hi, I'm Kim, a bus operator for Licking County Transit. We make a difference in people's lives, transporting them in and around Licking and surrounding counties. We have flexible schedules, competitive wages, and great health benefits. Join our team at Licking County Transit. No CDL required. Call 740-670-5150. 740-670-5150. Equal opportunity employer.
Veterans, you are appreciated. And the Licking County Veterans Commission invites you to the Veteran Appreciation Picnic Sunday at Ye Old Mill, Route 13 in Utica from 11 to 2. Games, fishing, great food provided by the Licking County Cattlemen's Association, and of course, that delicious velvet ice cream. Fishing poles not needed in Velvet's catch and release ponds. We got them, and the bait too. Sunday, 1100 to 1400, Ye Old Mill in Utica.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating on Case 98.7.
The Energy Cooperative Operation Roundup Foundation has granted over $3.8 million into our community since 2006. Participating members round up their utility bills to the next dollar, creating funds for school books, playground equipment, community parks, animal rescue, scholarships, and more. The Operation Roundup Foundation Board of Directors say thank you for helping to improve our community. For more information on Operation Roundup grant applications, go to myenergycoop.com/roundup.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to Whitefield. Newark leads Thomas Worthington 14-13 at halftime. And right now, let's pause for station identification as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, 14-13. Very entertaining game here at Whitefield. Thomas Worthington got the ball first and had three rushing plays out of their first four, getting at least 11 yards. They drove down deep into Newark territory, but then the Wildcats defense stiffened and allowed a 31-yard field goal to be it from Thomas Worthington's field goal kicker, Praxton Matted, and that made it 3-0. And then a 93-yard kickoff return by T. Davey Jr. got Newark to the 5-yard line two plays later. Still Meister with a touchdown pass to Carson Burnett. Point after good, 7-0. Thomas Worthington gets the ball, takes it down the field again, has to settle for another field goal, this one from 38 yards out, that made it 7-6. And the Wildcats take it 80 yards on their next possession, avoiding a near disaster on a 1st and 20, and then a 4th and 1. Steelmeister picks it up on the ground, and then Meister takes it in from 4 yards out, that made it 14-6. But Thomas Worthington was not done, as they got a kickoff return to their 48-yard line, and then their freshman quarterback with a 22-yard touchdown pass, Kedley, on the just an unbelievable play, basically one-armed, fighting off a defender, the 22-yard touchdown pass, point after good, and we're at 14-13.
Yeah, and big adjustment that Newark needs to make is just playing clean football. 10 penalties in the first half for about 60 yards, and, what, 7 of them being offsides. That's just, you cannot have that. I mean, I understand it once, one or two offside penalties, but they just need to be better disciplined in there. I'm sure Coach Franks and the rest of his staff are stressing that to that defensive unit, and I'm sure Thomas Worthington is going to continue to try to bait them with those hard counts. I understand being aggressive and all, but it backfires if you ended up giving 5 yards to the opposing offense. And I think adjustment Thomas Worthington needs to make, you know, I love what I've seen from the past game and the freshman quarterback. You know, he made that amazing throw for their only touchdown of the game, but I really want to see them just try to go run heavy again, because that is the smoothest we saw this offense operate at. They handed it off every now and again since that opening drive, but it's been more of a pass-heavy attack on offense really since the opening drive, and you know, I'm not really sure why the sudden change, if maybe there's an injury to the running back that we're not aware of, but I like to see them, you know, try to go rush heavy again, since that is what really, really worked for you on that opening drive, and we just haven't seen it since.
No, and, you know, I really don't know who's got the edge right now, because both teams have moved the ball up and down the field. I think you're right. If Newark plays cleaner football, maybe it's a little bit different of a score. I don't really know how much, because the defense did need to make plays to have Thomas Worthington not get touchdowns and field goals on their first couple of drives. But it really is, I think, an evenly matched game between two teams, 2-1, really trying to get back on the winning track after tough losses last week. I think the game's maybe played out the way many thought it would.
Yeah, this is really close. I mean, if we're just going off that first drive, I mean, I'm sure I'm not alone, but I was getting a little worried that just the way Thomas Worthington was able to drive down the field with such ease running the football that they were going to be able to run away with this one. But, you know, they decided to throw it a couple of times in that Newark defense. You know, got to give credit to them, too. You know, they were able to stop them and limit them for a field goal. But, you know, I always feel like, you know, this first possession of the second half is really, really big, and especially tight ball games. So Newark did defer. They will receive the second half kickoff, and you know, no matter what they do, you know, I feel like, you know, if they would go down, get a touchdown, that will really, really go a long way. Whatever team's able to really seize momentum first, I think on this opening drive, is going to go a long way in this game.
14-13, Newark leads it at the break. We'll continue our halftime now with Skip Mozick tonight in high school football from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids. Now here's your host, Skip Mozick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Reports. As we like to do from time to time, we'll visit different areas of the state and talk some football in specific regions. Tonight, it is Central Ohio. We'll talk with Lee Cochran about that next on the Ohio News Network.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Bex, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Bex, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field, because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need, because public education matters.
Everyone's always on a time crunch. Whether you're pushing your team to the end zone to score or pushing to finish the construction job for the customer, so you don't have time to be waiting on materials. Get the lighting and electrical supplies you need when you need them, even in job lot quantities. At Linden Lighting and Supply, 200 West Monroe Street in Zanesville, lindenlighting.com. Get what you need. Get it fast. Get back to work. Good luck to all area teams this year.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville or online at lashleytractor.com.
Listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Lashley Tractor Sales on Kate 98.7. This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game. We're talking a little Central Ohio High School football this evening, where Lee Cochran has covered that for decades. And Lee, let's begin with Division I Region 3, which is loaded as it always is. We knew Gahanna would be good. The Pickerington and Hilliard schools are all good. Is there a for sure cream of the crop there?
Well, you know, the way I look at it, you know, as you said, I've been here for decades. My first year was covering in 1992, and I've seen the growth of Central Ohio football. And there's parity, but it's upper level parity. It's not 500 parity. It's teams that can go 8-2, 9-1, 10-0 every year. I mean, you look right now. You know, going into tonight's action, you got Pickerington North. You mentioned Gahanna, Hilliard Davidson, Hilliard Bradley. And look, you know, with former Ohio State quarterback Stanley Jackson, yeah. Westerville North's off to its best start in probably 2-3 decades. Yes. I mean, it's been amazing. But there's just, you know, you look at even some of the second, you know, the teams we've lost, Pickerington Central, Upper Arlington. Those are teams that are making runs every year, and they're going to make runs again this year.
Olentangy is in Region 2, and I know they're off to a nice start.
I like them. They've got, they're running four running backs, and so they're pretty good, and they've got a dynamite quarterback, too. You look there, and a little bit of a surprise team, I think, right now is Delaware Hayes. I don't know if they can sustain it. Perrysburg is right there. Kaufman kind of opened my eyes a little bit with the win over Centerville. And, you know, they had Kent McKinley. They were leading that game last week and you know, lost that. But I think Kaufman's going to make a step. And the one team, Skip, you just can't forget about. You brought up Olentangy. I'll bring up Olentangy Liberty. They're 0-3. They were 0-3 last year, too. They ended up 8-6 and playing in a regional final. Don't count out the Patriots. Yeah, it's a mistake if you do that.
Division 2, Region 7. Nice starts to begin the season for Briggs and St. Charles. Same thing in Division 3, Region 11. How about Watterson and Hamilton Township?
Yeah, Watterson, you know, won the CCL last year for the first time since, I think it was 2012. You know, is Watterson the team to beat? It's going to be tough. They lost a lot, but they're playing well. Hamilton Township's always that sneaky team that they'll have a couple okay seasons and then pop up a little bit. So, again, a little bit, you know, the only team that they played heading into tonight's game with a win was Lancaster. But, again, you know, they're winning all their games and they're winning them big.
Let's move down to Division 4, Region 15. Many that we're used to seeing there, but Columbus East and Bishop Reedy off to a good start. You know, Kentrell Reinhart from Reedy has put up some monster numbers the first three games.
Yeah, right. He had 6 touchdowns the first week, 7 the second week, and he only had 3 last week. So, I mean, that's 16 touchdowns. That's a career for most guys. I'm waiting to see what Hartley does. Hartley, you know, had 9 out of 10 years with double-digit wins. And then the last 3 years, they've been a combined 20 and 14 heading in to this year. You know, they lost to Blue Carroll, and there's nothing wrong with that, but they had a lot of turnovers. They have a big play and then a turnover. So we'll see. We'll see about Bishop Hartley.
And amongst the smaller schools, Lee, Columbus Academy, Harvest Prep, and West Jeff, among those, who should we keep our eyes on?
Harvest Prep. I like Academy too. This is such a good region. You know, you with Ironton there, as well, but I like Harvest Prep a lot. I've debated in my head who's the best chance for Central Ohio to get a state champion. You know, Gahanna had some kids transfer to help rebuild that defense. You look at Bloom Carroll's made a run to the state final last year. But man, I tell you what, right now, I think Harvest Prep might be the best shot. And you know, size wise, they're a Division 7 school, but you know, they had to move up to Division 5. But man, I really like what Milan Smith's done there. And he continues to go. They're a team without a conference this year too, Skip. I mean, that Mid-State League Ohio said, hey, we'll see you. And they formed their own and left them out.
He's covered Central Ohio High School football for decades. Lee Cochran, we always appreciate your time. Love talking high school football with you.
Hey, no problem, Skip. Have a good one.
And we'll be right back on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Addison Blazer from United Local High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
from the time I was a freshman, and I looked up to all the girls who were seniors, and we kind of still fit into the molds that they left us with.
Now Addison is a senior leader on her volleyball team and also in the community. She's on the yearbook committee, principal's advisory council, and the president of NHS and 4-H.
We do a lot of food stands. A church in our area always does a pancake breakfast, and we always go and we serve that. We make cards for nursing homes.
And of course, she loves the life of farming.
Agriculture is a huge way of life for me. My parents both grew up on farms. My school that I go to is very remote. Most people are farmers. It follows me around, really, and I love it.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Pervious siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center on KATE 98.7.
This is ONN.
All right, thanks once again to Lee Cochran for joining us to talk a little Central Ohio High School football this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids. A reminder, you can listen to many of our affiliate broadcasts from across the state at onnradio.com from the Ohio News Network.
Trillium Farms, one of the country's leading egg producers, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, they want you on their team. Hiring maintenance technicians, shippers, production, and processing workers. They offer some of the highest earnings in the industry, a very competitive benefits package, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. View current openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L01 series is part of our tractor lineup, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota L01 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Mike's Roofing on KATE 98.7.
Welcome back to Whitefield. Halftime, Newark leads Thomas Worthington by a score of 14-13 as we get ready for third quarter action coming up here in just a bit. Don't forget the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show. 9-11 this evening. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller with all the scores for you tonight from in and around the area. A couple of interesting matchups at halftime or second quarters right now. Heath Bulldogs snapping Granville's scoreless streak, which had been at 10 quarters. Bulldogs leading the Blue Aces in Granville 19-14.
Yeah, very interesting, especially the way we did the Heath game last week. They suffered their first loss against Norway last week. Looked kind of sloppy in that game, not really able to adjust as that game went on. We knew this was going to be a big game for both of these teams, and obviously Heath made some adjustments, and they are really taking it to Granville right now. Obviously, like you said, breaking the scoreless streak, so really impressed by that offense. Already put up 19.
And we'll have the Heath Bulldogs on our Licking County Locker Room show next Monday night from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. Head coach Tim Ward, quarterback Braden Bayless, and others will be joining us. That'll be Monday night, 6:30, right here on Kate 98.7. How about Licking Valley? After snapping West Holmes 23-game regular season winning streak last week, winning 40-35, they now lead Johnstown tonight 28-0. So the Panthers, who started out 0-2, looking to get to 500.
Yeah, that's a pleasant sign for them. Like you said, last week, I think they're just kind of using that momentum from that big game last week, and we'll see if they can continue to carry that on through the rest of the season.
Licking Heights leading Utica, close ball game second quarter. The Hornets leading Utica by a score of 10-7. Watkins Memorial looking to move to 3-1 on the season. They have a 21-0 lead at home over the Northridge Vikings. Lakewood also trying to get to 3-1 on the season. The Lancers are off to a good start. They are taking on Zanesville tonight, and right now that game is close. Second quarter, Zanesville trying to get their first win on the season. They lead Lakewood by a score of 14-13. So more games and more scores tonight coming up on the T100 scoreboard show. So what about your Buckeyes tomorrow against the Penguins?
Well, I'm sure, you know, most Buckeye fans weren't too satisfied with the win against Indiana. Granted, it was a win. It could have been a lot worse. Could have been a Clemson fan. you know, so it's not looking so bad after watching that Monday night game. But just, I think, some consistency out of the offense, which we're not used to seeing. You know, we've been blessed with too many good quarterbacks in recent years, you know, C.J. Stroud and Justin Fields. But just seeing, you know, who's going to be the starter for the rest of the year going forward. You know, let's stop this flip-flopping and let's get a guy and stick with him for the rest of the season. Hopefully we can figure that out against Youngstown State.
Buckeyes are heavy favorites, and they should come away with a fairly convincing victory tomorrow. And then Battle of Ohio on Sunday. Joe Burrow getting his brand new contract, highest-paid quarterback, highest-paid player in the NFL. 219 of those millions guaranteed. Taking on your Cleveland Browns on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, this one, usually in based off history, I mean, the Browns always seem to have the edge against Joe Burrow and the Bengals in recent years.
Well, he's not one up there, I believe. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I want to say, yeah. And it's always been, like, pretty... I mean, they pretty convincingly beat the Bengals for some reason, although they can't do to the rest of the teams on this schedule. So, I mean, Joe Burrow, we'll see. I mean, I'm not sure. You say he's playing. I'll have to trust you on that one. But if Burrow's playing, I mean, Watson is playing too, you know. So, I'm going to go Browns week one. I'm going to go Browns.
What a shocker. What a shocker. Should be an interesting game.
Oh, yeah, it'll be close.
There's 16 more to go, but it could be a measuring stick for both ball clubs. Mm-hmm. High expectation for the guys in the stripes in Cincinnati after making the Super Bowl 2 years ago and the AFC Championship last year. And the Browns, well, their fans have expectations. We'll leave it at that. We are ready. Here we go. Third quarter. Newark leads at 14-13. And Davey watches the ball bounce at the 8-yard line, pitch it up at the 10, tries to go across the field, now comes back, and this time Thomas Worthington was ready, and they take him down at the 15-yard line. So Newark leading 14-13, gets the ball to start this third quarter, and I couldn't agree with you more how they start. Very, very important in this third quarter.
Yeah, if you're Newark, last thing you need here is a 3-and-out. Cannot give the ball back to Thomas Worthington, you know, feeling good about themselves and setting them up with good field position. But, yeah, like I said, I think, yeah, this first drive, whatever team can kind of seize momentum first and take advantage of that with how close it is going to be really, really big.
Trips to the far side on this first and 10. High snap, and it's a pitch to Davey. Nothing there. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage and goes down. Worthington was all over that play.
Yeah, Davey, he's had a good night, but not in the backfield. Goes down for a loss. They try to mix it up that time with the pitch rather than just the inside handoff, but Thomas Worthington able to penetrate and still drop him behind the line.
Loss of three, second down and 13. For the Cats, deep in their own territory. Trips come out here to the near side on this second and long. Davey in the backfield with Meister. He's going to look here, fires, Rose makes the catch. Can't get away from a host of Cardinals, so back maybe to just across the line of scrimmage, the original one at that of 2 yards and a third and eight.
Yeah, not a bad play there. Unfortunately, you're behind the sticks that time for Newark. They've just been running, you know, that little short curl route. Rose turned around, caught a nice ball from Meister. Sets up a little bit more of a third and manageable, though, for the Wildcats.
Two bats in the backfield with Meister on this play. Third and eight. He will roll, looking across the middle. Nobody open. He's in a lot of trouble near the goal line. Fires it down. Was there a receiver in the area? The refs are kind of looking. I don't think they're going to call intentional grounding. It was going to be close, but the one thing you didn't want to have happen, it has. Three and out, and Newark will punt deep in their own territory.
Yeah, tough drive, but it really kind of got blown up off that first down. Pitch play to T. Davey, lost some yards, got behind the sticks, wasn't able to quite capitalize off it. Then Meister trying to create something. Very fortunate he got that one away. But, yeah, this is a big possession here. I mean, the ball's in Thomas Worthington's court, and they have a chance to really pull away here.
Here's the punt. It will be filled at the 45, up to the 40. And Thomas Worthington will have the ball to start this third quarter for them in Newark territory at the 37-yard line. So their punt returner learned from that other punt from Peterson. He came up a lot quicker and received that one on the fly, not taking a risk on a bounce.
Yeah, saving some field position perhaps that time. And, yeah, Thomas Worthington set up with the best field position that they've had all night long, and this is really big for them. They can retake the lead, and I just think, you know, that can snowball on into the second half.
Cade Lee, the freshman quarterback, with Bowers in the backfield with him on this first and 10, gets the play call. Newark moves a little bit around on defense. Cade Lee to throw, looking deep, fires a man wide open. They actually had two guys wide open, but it falls incomplete between them. But that was a busted coverage.
Yeah, they had one guy out there to cover two guys. He was kind of just hanging out in the middle. So, yeah, they had two options to throw to that time. And I think, just unfortunate for the Cardinals. They were unable to hook up because that would have been an easy touchdown there on first down.
And really, he could have picked either one. There was one defensive back for two guys, and he was kind of caught in no man's land. So it's second down and 10 from the Cats 37-yard line. Cadley hands off to Bowers on the left side, and Newark will bring him down after about a 1 yard pickup.
A big third down coming up. If the Wildcats ever force a three and out of their own, that would be really big too. But, we'll see what happens here on third down. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to going for it here on fourth down, kind of in no man's land here for Thomas Worthington.
From the 35, third and eight. Dadley gets the call from the sideline. Will look to throw. Fires deep over the middle. He's got a man incomplete off the hands of Dominic Perini, who's had a couple of catches tonight. That was a pretty good throw, just a little bit too long, and now it's fourth down. And I think you're right, they are going to keep the offense on the field and go for it here from the 35 on fourth and eight.
Yeah, I mean, if you knew you were going for it here on fourth down, would have liked maybe to pick up a little bit more yardage here and make it easier, but we'll see what they draw up.
They play for both clubs here, fourth and eight. And pressure coming, and he goes down, but the catch is made right before he fell to the turf. Aiden Llewellyn gets it, but again, the strength of the freshman quarterback, Gray Cadley. Newark had him in his grasp, but he gets away. First down, Thomas Worthington at the Cats 20.
That's the second play tonight where he just left me with my jaw dropped. I mean, you think it's over. You think it's done. And I mean, who knows if his knee was down or not. I'm sure Newark thought that, but just a great throw still while he was in the process of being brought down.
Well, it shows why he's a starting quarterback as a freshman. Here's Bowers. He won't go down easily, but Newark's defense is there to get him after a two-yard pickup.
Yeah, and I think it's important here, too, for Thomas Worthington to try to get this one in the end zone. They've been in on this side of the field several times. They had to settle for two field goals here. I don't think field goals are going to win you this ball game anymore.
Newark trying to get aligned here on this second and eight from their 18-yard line, leading 14-13. But the Cardinals, after a huge third down pickup, trying to retake the lead that they've not had since 3-0.
Pressure comes, but a man wide open and getting inside the 10-yard line for a first and goal. Now a flag comes in late, and it's going to be a block in the back against Thomas Worthington, so wipe away the first down.
Yeah, didn't really need to, no need for that block. The back play would have been good for the first down anyways, but now you see how penalties starting to be a factor here for the Cardinals in the second half.
So instead of a first and goal at the 9, the ball gets put back to the 21-yard line. Looks like, so it'll make it 2nd and 11. So we'll see if the Wildcat defense can use that as a break. 8:15 remains third quarter. Cats holding on to a slim 14-13 lead. And officials stop play. Coach Franks pointing out something. Not sure what he's wanting to know, but he's got enough of an argument to have the officials get together. Guess I may be questioning where the penalty took place. We'd be my guess.
Yeah.
2nd and 11, still solding up at the 21. Here's Cadley, quick pass, and it's Bowers at the 20. Breaks one tackle, gets hammered at the 16. He's a tough one to bring down, and good gang tackling there by the Wildcats.
Yeah, basically ran the same exact play that time, just with a different personnel there on 2nd down. So another big 3rd down coming up here inside the 20 here for the Cardinals.
And that Cats defense. 3rd down and 5. Cagley with Bowers in the backfield. He's got trips to the far side. And the very dangerous Llewellyn here by his lonesome on the near side. He's kind of been the go-to guy here on a couple of 3rd down completions. Blitz coming. Pass on the way and caught. It's Perini inside the 5. It'll be 1st and goal. Pretty good coverage that time, but ball on the money. Perini makes the catch.
I was going to say, it looked like he threw that ball really the only place that his receiver could catch it. I mean, just another impressive catch. Good enough picking up another clutch 3rd down.
Boy, we've seen that the last couple of weeks, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Huge 3rd down
yeah.
conversions. 1st and goal from the 3. Cadley. Bowers, touchdown, Thomas Worthington.
And just quick handoff up the middle to Bowers that time. Offensive line, good push. And, I mean, it felt like the wind was kind of taken out of that Newark defense sails after that big 3rd down completion just a moment ago.
So that makes it 19-14. And they will remain not going for 2 and going for the extra point. LaPrade on to do it. Snap down. Kick is good. 7 minutes remain, third quarter. 20-14. Thomas Worthington leads Newark. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
The experienced heating and cooling professionals that meet any budget is just a phone call away. Your local Lennox dealer, Lucart Heating and Cooling, has been installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, Nate certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Lucart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call 740-344-5497 today. That's 740-344-5497. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating on Case 98.7.
Thomas Worthington using the short field. They take it in. Touchdown run by Isaiah Bowers from 3 yards out. And they have retaken the lead 20-14 here midway through the third quarter. Wildcats will have the ball first and 10 at their 22-yard line, trailing by six. So you need your senior quarterback once again, Steele Meister, to step up. You need a drive here on first and 10. Meister looking over the defense. And ball on the ground, but Davies able to recover it. So coming out of the locker room, not what you wanted to see, kind of what we saw in the Mount Vernon game a couple weeks ago, where Mount Vernon scored two touchdowns and took the 28-21 lead before Newark got back and took the lead. And two Thomas Worthington players just collided with each other. But they're both getting up. That was kind of an odd play, but really is kind of similar. They're not coming out of the locker room strong.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It seems like that moment 2 weeks ago where it seemed like Mount Vernon was pulling away in this game, and then it was really just Steele Meister on the offensive side of things. He kind of willed his team to pick up a couple first downs. They eventually scored.
Second and long. Here's the pass inside again to Rose. So that play is there, not to sound too negative, but it's not getting you a lot of down and distance.
Yeah, well, the problem these past two drives is just they've been behind the sticks on first down. They said that they've had big losses on first down, which has set them up behind the sticks. So your typical, you know, 4 or 5 yard pickup isn't going to look as good as it typically does because you're still set up with third down and 12.
Which is what they have from their 20-yard line. Hoping to avoid another three and out to start this third quarter. Meister in a lot of trouble. There's nowhere for him to go. He is getting to the 22-yard line, but he was tackled by four Thomas Worthington players. So it is back-to-back three and outs.
Yeah, and
Meister's a little banged up.
Yeah, he's hobbling a little bit. He's taking some hits, which now, you don't want to see, especially out of from your senior quarterback here. You want to try to preserve him here, not only for this game, but for the rest of the season going forward. But someone else needs to try to help him out and make a play.
So, fourth down and eight. Peterson will punt once again for the Cats, standing at his 10-yard line. Gets it away. End over end. A ball was fumbled, but recovered at the 40-yard line. So Coach Frank's trying to install energy in his defense. Anything he can do right now. And I got to be honest with you, I don't see a lot of life right now from the defense.
Yeah, it seems like, yeah, this team just didn't come out of the half really locked in, dialed in as much as I was expecting. And what you were just saying just a few moments ago, it's eerily similar to that Mount Vernon game where they came out, you know, they were leading at the half, they gave up two back-to-back touchdowns, they lose the lead, and then, of course, Steele Meister, I feel like, kind of led that team. They tied the game back up, and ever since then, they were able to build momentum.
Here's Bowers at the 40, 45, up to about the 46-yard line.
And I think, you know, to Thomas Worthington's credit, you just cannot afford to come out flat in the second half. Expect to beat this team. You can't take a whole quarter off, you know, and just suddenly flip the light switch in the fourth quarter and expect to win this game. So this Newark defense needs to find, you know, their spark here and try to force a stop.
Bowers churns ahead very close to the first down mark, right at midfield, and they say first down.
We're going back to running the football is what it looks like on this drive, and why not? I mean, I've been saying to do it all game, and they're finally doing it. It's good for a first down, and with the lead, you know, it's just your perfect, your bread and butter, you know, running the football, moving the chains, and bleeding the clock.
Right at midfield, and we should have motion on Thomas Worthington, and we do. So, Cardinals starting to get closer to Newark's amount of penalties. I believe that's the third one in this third quarter. So they'll mark it back 5 yards, first and 15. Kind of need a turnover right now to switch the emotion, change momentum here. If the Cats can get it on defense, we're coming up on 3.5 minutes. Quick moving third quarter. Cardinals lead at 20-14. And looking long and deep, but out of bounds, incomplete. Looking for Perini again that time is Cadley. He's going to be a special quarterback in a couple years.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, it's hard to believe this guy's just a freshman. I mean, he's got some great arm strength. He's got great size. Like I said, listed 6'1", 185. I mean, even just next year, or just how the season goes along, I mean, he is already looks like he is very comfortable in the pocket, not afraid to let it fly, and really has the two most impressive plays we've seen so far tonight.
How did Grove City shut them out? Second down, 15. Cadley, quick drop, fires, catch made, and getting very close to the first down. It's, I believe, Llewellyn again. Nope, check it. That is Nick Zalewski. He caught the touchdown pass. And it'll be a third and one from the Cats' 41-yard line. And we talked about Cadley, don't get me wrong, these wide receivers are making a lot of catches, too.
Oh, yeah.
They've got good hands here. Third and one. Bowers breaks away from one tackle and gets the first down. So that will keep this drive alive. We're under 2 minutes and 45 seconds at the Newark 36-yard line. Thomas Worthington gets the first. Cagley, hand off to Bowers. Goes ahead for about 2 yards. Nope. He keeps going. Closer to four.
And it seems like Bowers is just getting back into that form that we've seen, that we saw on that opening drive. Just picking up, you know, 4 or 5 yards per carry. It's going to continue to move the chains and bleed the clock and
tire that defense.
Yeah, it's wearing on that defense, wearing on that D-line. It's just really just a matter of time until, you know, he breaks off a big one here and goes for six.
2 minutes, third quarter. Second down. Here's Bowers. And he just puts his head down and gets a couple more yards. So it'll be a third and a long four at about the 30.
Yeah, probably four down territory, I think, for the Cardinals at this point. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to just running it here and see if you could pick up these about 4 yards here on third down. So far in this one, Cardinals 4-for-7 on fourth down conversions, or third down conversions.
And this one is a big one for the Cat defense. And a handoff and not getting the first down, but getting close is Jaden Envied. So he's about a yard, long yard, maybe about a yard and a half short. Fourth down, they will go for it with a minute to go, third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't got go. Do not have to be too fancy here. I just run this run up the gut.
Fourth and a long yard. Cadley getting his line set. And here's the handoff, and Bowers, I think, got it. Now the Newark fans think no, and where the side judge comes in, I think they stopped them.
I think they did,
wow,
too, based off that spot.
J.K. Winbush with a huge stop. Bowers had a lot of green right there, Garrett, and he just came up and made the play.
Yeah, Winbush just stood him up. That's what it came down to. Any other tackle than what he did, just standing him up, that would have been good for the first down. So you got to give credit to him. But, big stop by that Newark defense that time. I mean, you got to try to see if you can turn in some points here on offense.
Ball turned over on downs at the 32. First and 10, Newark. Meister looking. Now he scrambles.
30, up to the 32-yard line, 33-yard line. Coverage getting a little bit better by that Worthington secondary.
Yeah, Meister, his first, second reads aren't there, and he doesn't have a lot of time to really go through all of his progressions in the pocket, unfortunately. So once his first or second reads aren't there, he kind of just looks to run it, turns into a positive play. But you got to look, too, time's starting to become a factor here. So Newark doesn't really have any time to be messing around here on offense.
Third quarter comes to an end, 20-14. Thomas Worthington leads it back with quarter number four after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
46!
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton, and online at BoyerINS.com.
Hey, this is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. Something you don't hear on the radio, I think, a lot is values and ethics. Why you do what you do. And here at K-Steps, it's so easy for us to know exactly why we do what we do. We want to provide a safe and proper repair. We want customers today, and we want customers tomorrow. We want to be able to sleep at night knowing that what we did was the right thing, even if it's not the easy thing. K-Steps Auto Body, in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to Whitefield. Start of the fourth quarter. Newark facing a second and four. Steele Meister carrying the football. And he will get just enough to get the first down. And the ball will be marked at the 37-yard line. Meister doing it on his own right now, Garrett.
Yeah, I have a feeling, you know, this has got to be the Steele Meister drive. His offense has come out kind of flat overall in this second half. But we've seen this before, and Steele Meister has the talent and ability to kind of just carry a drive on his own.
Meister to throw. He's got pressure. Not this time, as he gets thrown to the ground by a couple of Worthington players.
Meister sacked.
And a little bit of trash talk as well right after that play.
Well, I'm sure that felt good for the Thomas Worthington to finally bring him down for his sack. They've had many opportunities to bring him down. He's either gone away from him, turned it to a positive gain, or just been able to throw it away.
But that's a huge loss.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, 10 yards, second and 20 from now the 27-yard line. Offense just not able to get going in this second half. Meister's run was the first down they've had in three possessions. And ball start against Newark.
Yes.
So that'll make it second and 25. So now what's your play call?
Well, they're approaching that country mile range for me. You know, second and 25. I mean, it's hard because, you know, you would like Meister to drop back, look for a longer play here, but it's just up to that offensive line. See if they can buy him an extra couple seconds than what they're used to giving him.
Meister rolls to his left. Looking. He will fire long downfield. Oh, and the catch in and out of the hands. Oh, my goodness. Stevens, who's had a couple of catches tonight. That was a heck of a throw. Heck of a throw.
Yeah, basically right on the money. In stride, I mean, from Meister. You can't get much better from him. You just got to come down with that one. That would have been good for the 25 yards they needed. And now it's third and 25. I mean, obvious passing situation. And for Thomas Worthington, you know, they have a ton of room to work with. You just keep everything in front of you. And for Newark, you just got to, at this point, don't turn the ball over. Try not to force anything if you're Meister. Do not throw an interception.
Third down. Here comes the blitz. Meister rolling out. He's got a man open. But the pass is too short for Carson Burnett. He had to rush it a little bit. It was the right play call because Burnett had a lot of field in front of him if that ball could have been hit on the money.
Yeah, if Burnett caught that one in stride, he probably would have been off for six. But A little too much pressure that time. Meister unable to throw that one as accurately as he would have liked, but good job by that Thomas Worthington defense. You know, that sack really blew up that drive. The false start not helping it either, but avoiding those two big plays. And now chance, I mean, really here, I think if you're able to even get a field goal.
And a high snap goes into the end zone, and he's able to get it away as Peterson, but it will bounce at the 15-yard line.
Yeah.
So the high snap, Peterson fielded it in the end zone, got it away so it wouldn't get blocked, but Thomas Worthington talked about knocking on the door. They're going to be at the Cats 15, up by 6, with 10:13 left in this fourth quarter. Ouch.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like even if Thomas Worthington can make this a two-possession game, just the way this one's going, the way Newark's offense has looked, it could well put this one away, and obviously that punt not helping your case, but you got to give credit, you know, at least getting that punt off and not just giving up the touchdown or safety.
Here's Bowers. He's at the 10, breaks one tackle and gets inside the 10. Well, Coach Wes Schrader heard you in Granville when you said Heath was taking it to him, as they now lead 27-19.
Oh, wow. So that's a response for
Garrett with some bullet board material for the Blue Aces. second down from the 9-yard line. Thomas Worthington. Here's Bowers. He's at the 5, breaks a couple of tackles, and it's a house call for the Cardinals. A strong, hard run by Isaiah Bowers from 6 yards out, and that makes it 26-14.
And the whole drive, you can't really discredit the Newark defense too much. It was a super short field, unfortunately, by that high snap, and you had to get a quick punt off. But results in 6 points, and we'll probably see a two-point conversion here from the Cardinals and make it a 14-point game.
They'll mark it on the left hash, and they will go for two. Kegley with Bowers on his left. Waiting for the play call here. Long time, long count here. Now I guess they're ready. And he will look to throw. Fires in the end zone and is deflected and goes incomplete. 9:40 remains, 26-14. Thomas Worthington back to Whitefield as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
60 years of getting the job done right. 60 years of satisfied customers at their homes and businesses.
Houston Plumbing and Heating, your York professional contractor, is celebrating 60 years in business.
Since 1963, our family has been keeping your family safe and comfortable.
Call us at 740-763-3961, where for 60 years and counting, one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Lashley Tractor Sales on Kate 98.7.
26-14, Thomas Worthington has outscored Newark in this second half, 13-0. And the Wildcats will have to play catch-up with 9:40 left. And they will start at their 20 after the kickoff as a touchback.
Yeah, I don't think... I think this is a must-score drive here for Newark, with 9:40 to go here in the fourth, down by two scores. And you need to try to find something. It starts here on first down. The past couple drives, they've just been set up with negative plays behind the sticks, which have really killed all the momentum that they really had going on their drives.
First and 10, Meister. Quick drop. Looking for Rose, and it's a double pass, and caught at the 48-yard line. Peterson got hit hard, had Rose had any more power on that throw, he might have been able to take it to the house.
Well, there's a way to get some momentum right there. A little bit of trickery. Big play, biggest play Newark's had in the second half, and much needed. Little jolt of electricity to get back into this team and get back to the fans here in the stadium.
So the pass goes up to the 47-yard line, just the second first down for the Cats in this second half. Meister rolling right now. Looking. He's got pressure. He'll roll back left. Fire. And they're going to say he caught it. Carson Burnett. I'm not sure, but we'll take it to the Cardinal 38. Here comes Newark. Two plays, and they are driving.
Yeah, two back-to-back big passing plays. Now into Thomas Worthington territory. This is exactly what they need, is a high-paced drive, not taking too much time off the clock. See if they can try to cut this game down into one score.
Great catch by Burnett there. First down, Newark. Meister will scramble. 35. Gets to the 30, puts his head down right at the sticks. I think it's enough, and yep. It is enough. First down, Newark. Three straight plays for first downs.
Yeah, and I think they're just playing with the momentum right now. I mean, that trick play, they had nothing going on offensively really up until that trick play. Huge gain, and they just continue to build off of that momentum, and you try to see if they can cap this drive off with a touchdown. Try not to waste too much time off the clock here, too. Time is starting to become a factor for the Wildcats.
They're at the Cardinal 28-yard line, first and 10, trailing 26-14. Meister to throw. Fires in the end zone. Incomplete. Triple coverage that time on Peterson. Probably beneficial that pass just got knocked away.
Yeah, it looked like maybe last second they could have came in for the interception that time, but Thomas Worthington now able to kind of catch their breath for a little bit. They're able to stop that Newark offense that was really on a roll, hitting on all cylinders up until that point. See if they can halt some of that momentum.
So second down and 10 from the Cardinal 28. Meister rolls left. Scrambling, looking for somebody. Nobody open. I mean, nobody open. So now he's going to roll back to his right with some running room. At the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, has call! Steelmeister and the Wildcats! What a run! Well, that is not throwing the ball away and deciding to make something happen, and the senior quarterback does exactly that.
Yeah, I mean, nothing was open downfield, rolling to his left. The whole right side of the field was open. He recognized that. Reversed field, had a few blockers in his way. Thomas Worthington was just way out of position. That's a couple times they've been burnt on that play, but not quite to that extent. And just like that, just when you thought Newark was kind of dead in the water, they are right back in this game.
But they are going to have to hurry if they're not going to get a delay of game here on the extra point. Got to be very careful here. Snap down. Here's the kick on the way. And got it. That was close. But 7:45. Coach, they did exactly what you wanted them to do. Not a lot of time off. Less than 2 minutes. They drive 80 yards. Steelmeister gets the touchdown, and it's 26-21.
Could have drew it better myself right there. But, yeah, 7:45 to go. Not a lot of time burn off the clock, which is important, too. Now you kind of sense the pressure's back on the Cardinals here. They have the 5-point lead, but it's important for them here, I think. I don't think 26 is going to win it. I think they need to try to go down the field. I mean, a field goal keeps it at a one-possession game, but does give you a little bit of breathing room, but you cannot settle. I think you got to try to keep that attacking mentality here. Keep bleeding some time off the clock and try to put this one either in the end zone or get in field goal range to try to put some more points on the board.
It's a team effort. There's no question about it, but Meister again tonight, two rushing touchdowns and a passing touchdown, really is the key to this Wildcat season. There's no way
Yes, you're right. They're going to have some other players step up, but he is the linchpin. Kickoff underway, and it will be fielded at the 20 on the run, 30, 35, and pretty good field position here for Thomas Worthington all the way out to the 40-yard line. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
7:34 remains fourth quarter here at Whitefield. Thomas Worthington 26, Newark 21. Brian Mays, Garrett Wando with you here on Kate 98.7. Cardinals have the ball at their 41-yard line, leading by that five-point score. Cagley, hand off to Bowers, and a couple of yards and a little bit further up to about the 44-yard line, closer to the 45.
Yeah, nice gain there on first down. I mean, this would be the perfect time for that rushing attack to revert the way it looked on that opening drive here for Thomas Worthington. Lead the clock, put points on the board. I'm sure that is what they are going to try to do here again on second down.
At the 45, it's second down and six. Gagley to throw this time. Looking, fires over the middle. There is a flag down. And the way Coach Franks is clapping, I think it's going to be against Thomas Worthington, and it is a holding call. So the momentum is definitely shifted here. Can Newark take full advantage of it?
Holding call against Worthington.
So far, they've done a pretty good job, and yeah, right there, unfortunately, now you got a good gain on first down, second and five. I like to go to a pass there, and now you're backed up, second and 15.
35, second down, 16.
Second down and 16 from their 35-yard line. Clock running, 6 minutes, 35 seconds. Oh, and they go offsides. Austin Rose has had a great ball game, but he got a little too aggressive. So, first one of the second half.
Yeah. A little silver lining there.
Yes. So now it'll be at the 40. And they had gone away from the hard count for the last several plays. So smart move on Thomas Worthington's part there. Second and 11 from the 40. Kedley, he is looking long and deep, and he's got a man, and the catch is made at the 25-yard line. Dominic Perini gets it down. Beautiful throw, great catch.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a perfect throw. I mean, right on the money, in stride. He's made a couple of those in big-time situations, and he just continues to do so.
So the big pass play works to the Cats' 23-yard line. 6 minutes in this fourth quarter. Cardinals lead at 26-21. Cadley, Bowers. Hand off to the 20 and inside the 20 to about the 18. Well, any chance now, you've got to hold them to a field goal.
Yeah, field goal does keep it at a one possession game, still make it a 8-point game. But yeah, letting the Cardinals get in the end zone here would basically be a death sentence with a little over 5 minutes to play here, and they don't look to be in any rush. They're going to continue to bleed the clock, and I think at this point, you just got to see if Newark can stop your rushing attack.
Second down and five, Whitefield getting loud. It's the Newark home crowd trying to urge on their defense to get a stand here. Cagley, Bowers, nice cut inside, and then just the push forward will be enough, I think, for the first down.
That's a tough play. I mean, it looked like Bowers is going to be dropped at the line or maybe even for a loss. Like you said, he made a nice cut inside. And it looked like it was going to be only a pickup, maybe 2 or 3 yards, but just the second effort, not only by Bowers, but by that O-line pressing him forward and new set of downs.
So first and 10 from the 13-yard line. And almost another offsides. They know the Cats want to make a play, so they're making them be as patient as they can on defense. Here's Bowers, left side, nice cut again, as he will get inside the 10. But that's exactly what you called for, 4 to 5 yards, milk that clock, and that's what's happening.
Yep, and I mean, yeah, at the current rate they're going, doesn't look like Newark can make a stand here. We'll see maybe when they get inside the 5-0 goal line stand left in them, because they will have to if they want to keep their chances alive here in this game. But, yeah, under 4 minutes now. I'd be shocked if they do anything but run the ball here on second down. Just keep that clock moving, and it's been positive yards so far this drive.
Cadley. Bowers inside the 5. Very close to the goal line. It'll probably set up a first and goal, and it will.
Picks up a Cardinal first down.
With 3 minutes 38 seconds to go.
First and goal.
It is a first and goal from just inside the 2-yard line. Worthington up 26-21. Looking to make it a 2-score game with a touchdown here.
Yep, don't need to overthink it. Just hand it off.
That's what they do. And stopped, I mean, inches short.
Wow.
It's right there.
Well, I think in that case, I mean, it may have actually benefited Thomas Worthington because they're able to bleed even more time off the clock. Now under 3 minutes to go, and they're just inches away. I mean, you got 2 downs to pick up less than a yard here. We'll see. I mean, unless Newark can stand tall here.
Bowers is beside Cadley. Bowers gets it, and no, ball's on the ground, and Newark has it! Oh, my goodness, at the 5-yard line! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? 5-yard line, first turnover of the game, and what a time for it to happen at the 2:38 mark. The Cardiac Cats are still alive.
Well, now we know how important that spot was on the previous play. Them just marking it a few inches short. I mean, talk about just a life-saving turnover right there. You got plenty of time. You got your timeouts to work with. A touchdown wins it. I mean, we'll see what the offense can do here for Newark.
Meister, he will keep it on first down. He's got a hole. 10, 15, still going at the 20. It's a first down. He would not be denied. Clock will stop with the first down pickup. 2 minutes, 29 seconds. They're already gotten it run, even though the chain gang was not set up yet. I'm not sure why they started the clock. First and 10 at the 22. Newark trails at 26-21. Meister, back to throw, rolls to his left, looking, firing, catch made, and getting out of bounds is Peterson, tackled after a short pickup at about the 28.
Yeah, good job getting out of bounds, stops the clock, but, you know, this is literally the classic two-minute drill. You're at about, like, your 27, 20, they'll mark it maybe a 28-yard line. You got your timeouts. I mean, this is why they practice 2 minutes drill practice. Just got to implement it now into the game.
2:02 exactly with 2nd and 4. Cats. Meister. Will he run? He will keep it and get to the 30, just across the 30 to the 31. And Newark's going to call a timeout, and it's probably a good timeout. Everybody just set what you need to do because this is a huge 3rd and 1 with 1:52 left. Thomas Worthington 26, Newark 21. Pretty good ball game.
Yeah, I mean that turnover really. I mean that was huge. That fumble at literally the 30-yard line. He was fighting to get in for the extra effort, and then it just someone knocked it loose there for the Wildcats. But it will all be in vain if they aren't able to turn it into some points here. But yeah, I think I agree with you. Good timeout. Get your breath. And let's just take care of the football. Don't need to be in any rush. Don't need to force anything. It is it's four down territory at this point in the game. You got two plays to pick up this 1 yard. I mean, they're typical play to go to on third down, just a Steelmeister run either on the left or right side up the middle. We'll see if they do that here, or maybe do a play action since you know you're going for it on fourth down, try to take a deep shot.
Yeah, you got to think Worthington's looking for Meister to keep it here on third and one. So we'll see what the Cats decide to do. Meister in the gun. Davey is with him from their 31. Meister will throw. Got some pressure. He is looking long and deep, but the pass a little bit too far for Burnett. So now, I mean, I like the play call, but now you got to get this first down. You just, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, it's ball game right here. 1:46 to go. It's good. I mean, I'll be shocked if it's anything but that typical, you know, the play we've seen all night when Newark's had to go for it on fourth down, third and short situations. It's a Steelmeister, direct snap. He's either going to pick the left or right side to run to. I'm sure Thomas Worthington knows it's probably coming.
Here we go, fourth and one. Meister in the gun, and he will keep it, and he will get the first down and get out of bounds at the 35.
Steelmeister picks up the first down at the 35.
1 minute, 41 seconds. Cats with two timeouts. They've still got to get 65 yards down 26-21.
Simple but effective. You know, it reminds me kind of just of the good old JT Barrett days back in Ohio State. You know it's coming, but the defense just can't do anything to stop it. They're short quarterback runs.
First and 10, Newark from their 35-yard line. Meister. A small rollout. He's got a lot of pressure. I mean, a ton, but he eludes a couple people. At the 30, he is looking long. He's got a man open! At the 20! At the 10! 5! House call! Wildcats! Trayton Peterson! 65 yards! And Newark has taken the lead! 27-26 with a minute 27 to go!
Wow. What? That, I mean, Meister under heavy pressure looked like he was going to be brought down for the sack. I thought he was dead right. So I thought he was going down for the sack. Escaped pressure. Receiver just gets behind all the defenders for Thomas Worthington. Someone forgot their assignment. Busted coverage somewhere. And in a blink of an eye, a game that I thought Newark was basically dead in just a few minutes ago. Yeah, one fumble and a couple big plays by this offense. And, I mean, they're on top right now with 1 minute 27 to play. The only thing I'd say is they may score a little too early.
But when you're that open.
Yeah.
All right, so Newark will go for two up by one here at 27-26. Meister fires. Catch made by Rose. He's in the end zone for the two-point conversion. So the Newark Wildcats, down 26-14, have rallied with 15 unanswered and now lead 29-26 with 1:27 to go.
Well, I mean, this one's gonna look like it's coming down to the wire here. I mean, all the momentum in the world here to Newark. I mean, just a couple big plays. It's what's kept him in that game. It's what's kept him in this game. That fumble, and I think too, on the possession before that trick play that went for a huge gain, which kind of kick-started their offense. I mean, Thomas Worthington's got to be really kicking themselves. I mean, they feel like they probably outplayed Newark for the majority of this one, but they find themselves down three here with a minute 27 to play. But you know, they still have a decent amount of time to work with, and they have a quarterback who is capable of airing it out, taking up some big plays.
I think this kickoff is huge. If they get a short field, Cats are in trouble.
Yeah.
Somehow you've just got to get that ball down there and then make a tackle. Peterson, after catching the touchdown pass, he'll kick it away. It will bounce at the 22, be fielded at the 20. The Cats are there, and a strong hit at the 26-yard line. That's what they needed. That's exactly what they needed. Now, we know Worthington has a good field goal kicker. He's kicked 31 and 38 yards, so they don't have to go for the whole enchilada here.
they can get into field goal range and send us to overtime.
I'm sure you wouldn't want to settle for a field goal, you know.
But you at least but, you know you've got that in your back pocket.
It is an option, but, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you still got plenty of time here. We'll see what they draw up here. I mean, their passing attack has been pretty effective so far up until this point.
1 minute, 23 seconds, 29-26 Newark. Worthington at their 27-yard line. The freshman quarterback, Cagley, and timeout, Newark.
Before
the play, everybody inhale and then exhale. Timeout, Newark. So they've got one timeout left. I think Thomas Worthington has two left.
At least two.
Yeah, at least two.
Yeah, Newark's down to one. It doesn't affect them as much, but I think, too, that this timeout's about not giving up the big play here.
Yep.
Right? You gotta keep everything in front of you. You can get afford to give up, you know, 15, 20-yard play, but you can't afford to give up, you know, the 50, 60-yard touchdown pass. Make Thomas Worthington trot out that field goal kicker and hit a field goal here in hostile environment to tie the game to send it to overtime.
It has been an uphill climb the last couple of years for these Wildcats. A chance to get to three victories. A long way to go. Minute 22. And we know Worthington, even when you get pressure on Cagley, he's been able to throw the football.
Yeah.
He's been pretty accurate all night long.
Yeah, in fact, it seems like when there's pressure on him, that's when he throws his best balls.
Fans fired up. First and 10 from the 27. Cagley gets the play call from the sideline. Trips to the far side. On this first and 10, and what do we got? Delay of game? Yes, it is.
Delay of game.
So it's first and 15. And I get it. He has been outstanding tonight, but he's still a 15-year-old. You've got the opportunity to make him get a lot of pressure on him.
And it doesn't help, too, like you mentioned, play clocks are out on the field,
right.
So he really has no... I mean, you got to pay attention to the official cues, the official's cues. If you miss that, you have no way of tracking the play clock.
Cagley to throw. Fires incomplete. Second down and 15.
Yeah, good job. I mean, Newark kind of just playing that prevent defense. They'll be satisfied giving up, you know, these five-yard dinks and dumps at this point in the game. But, you know, second and 15. At this, I think if you're Thomas Worthington, just need to try to move the chains at this point. Don't want your drive to dive out here.
1 minute, 19 seconds. Fake handoff pass. Caught, but tackled right as soon as he caught it. So it'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. Third and 10. And it was Winbush again. Third and 10. 1 minute to go. Cagley with some pressure, rolling out, fires, incomplete. Pressure by Rose once again. Fourth and 10, 55 seconds to go. Newark leads at 29-26. Can the Cats defense do it for one more play?
And despite just the three-man rush, they are applying pressure to Thomas Worthington. They need to try to hold tall here on this fourth and 10, try to give Cagley a little bit more time to throw this football.
You can hear the crowd. Here we go. Fourth and 10. Cagley back to throw. Got pressure from Rose. He eludes one man. Fires over the middle. Incomplete! It is incomplete! Newark takes over on downs with 50 seconds to go. I think the Cardiac Cats are here to stay, my friend.
It is certainly looking like that. I mean, if you told me 5 minutes ago that Newark would win this game, I'd look at you and think you're crazy, but...
Well, you do that anyway.
I mean, you just got to go back to that goal line stand by that Newark defense.
Oh.
I mean, it looked like this game was over. The clock was moving. They're about to be down by two possessions with under 3 minutes to go, and just a miracle turnover, fumble recovered, and then a drive led by Steelmeister to give them the go-ahead touchdown, now up by three. I mean, they looked dead the majority of the second half, and I know Thomas Worthington just kicking themselves, because to me, watching this game, there's no doubt that they played better football the majority of the second half. It was just the big moments in this game that the Wildcats were able to capitalize on, and that's why they are winning this football game.
So Newark was not really set up to take over on offense, so Coach French uses the final timeout. 50 seconds to go. Newark leads at 29-26.
So they
have the ball at Thomas Worthington's 27-yard line. Obviously, the ball is not going to leave Steelmeister's hands here. If it does, you're going to have to call the rest of the game, because I will go down to the field. It's got to stay right with him here.
Either that or some sort of handoff. I mean, you can't.
It's
looking like it. You might have to go down the field.
Meister keeps it, and he will push forward and let that clock just keep rolling. They'll finally now stop it. Timeout, Thomas Worthington, 43 seconds left.
Timeout, Thomas Worthington. Wildcats get
so,
the 25-yard line.
You know, this has just been one of those games again with Newark that we've just seen with the Mount Vernon game a couple weeks ago. Zanesville, they were down 21-7. Marion Harding, they were down 12-0. They got back into it, and just for whatever reason, the engine couldn't keep going. But here you are against obviously the best team you've played all year, mm-hmm. a team that came in 2-1 and had you on the ropes at 26-14, but the double pass, Austin Rose got him up to the 48-yard line. Five plays later, Meister with a beautiful run. It's 26-21. And then the defense. Mm-hmm. Playing hard, even first and goal at the three. Gets the fumble. And the Wildcats, right now, are 43 seconds away from their third victory in four contests. Second down and 9. From the Worthington 26-yard line. Meister in the gun. He will keep it. He's at the 25, and he will slide down at the 21. Timeout called by Thomas Worthington. Oh, I don't want to question him, but he probably could have ran enough for the first down there.
It looked like it.
But that's okay, because this is where I wish we knew if they had one timeout, or if that's it, then that made all the sense in the world to slide down, because they can't stop the clock.
Yeah, I want to say they do have one more, just because, I mean, there'd be no reason to even run the play to begin with if they only had two timeouts to burn. So, yeah, like you said, probably looked like he had enough for the first down. I didn't even think he slid at first. I thought he was like kind of dragged down. But yeah, this is still certainly need to pick this third and four up here. If you're Newark,
38 seconds remain. If they pick it up, it's over.
Yep.
So can Meister get 4 yards carrying the football? And we've got motion on Newark. So that'll move it back to 3rd and 9, and that changes a lot of things.
Yeah, it does. You obviously have to still run the football here just to burn that last time out. I mean, you could just, do a little pooch and see if you can pin it deep with about 30 seconds left, but there is a slim hope for the Cardinals still in this game. We'll see what happens here on 3rd down.
Trips come out here to the near side. Meister fakes the handoff. He will get inside the 25 to the 24, and that is the final timeout with 33 seconds to go. So, yeah, you're really kind of, I don't know what you do here. If you go for it and just try to get maybe inside the 20 and just have to make them go the length of, well, not the length of the field, but at least in the field goal range with no timeouts left. The pooch kick, worst case scenario, you're going to be at the 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what Coach Franks decides to do here.
I think you can probably just try to run it here. I mean, just go for it. And, I mean, you don't have to necessarily even run it. But you can go for it. I mean, because even if you turn it over on downs, you have Thomas Worthington less than 30 seconds to go like a 75, 76 yards with no timeouts. The likelihood of that happening is very, very short. So,
but in this game tonight, likelihood left a long time ago. Yeah. Everything we've seen.
Yeah. I mean, you could run it, you could throw it here. There's really no bad decision unless you... High snap. Good. Most important thing is a good snap right here.
It's a good snap. Meister, he's actually looking to throw. Eludes one man. Now fires off the hands and intercepted. Intercepted by Thomas Worthington. And he will be tackled at the 20. That did take 12 seconds. So you're at the 20. It took a little bit longer time. The pass off the hands of Stevens, that would have been enough for the first down. So they're actually going to give them a couple of chances here. They're going to officially mark it at the 22. So interesting play call. It did take a lot more time.
Yeah.
So the Cats defense not done quite yet. First and 10, Thomas Worthington. Kegley to throw, looking deep, fires over the middle, pass almost intercepted, incomplete, 15 seconds to go.
Yeah, you got about three plays here, trying to maybe get into field goal range, but the interception, I mean, you hate to throw an interception, but probably worked out better than even just falling incomplete because it probably burned off an additional 5-6 seconds because Thomas Worthington was looking to return that one for a touchdown, obviously, in that situation. So you didn't give up a big return, which is important. Three, maybe four plays here. See if the Cardinals can get in field goal position.
15 seconds left. Newark up by three. And we have an offside against Newark. Oh, no, they're going to call motion. They're going to call motion against Thomas Worthington. The hard count finally worked against them. So back that up. And second down and 15 now from the 17-yard line. Just keep everything in front of you right now. Kegley to throw. He is looking long. Fires it deep. He's got a man out there. Caught! Caught at the 38-yard line of Newark. We're not done. He stayed in bounds. The clock will stop. They'll spike it. Waiting for them to start, and they do, and they'll spike it. The clock didn't move. It's got to do at least 1 second. There they go. Now they've taken it down to five. So I think it actually should be six. But we'll see what the officials decide to do. What a catch. Llewellyn makes the catch. Again, a great throw.
Yeah, I mean, he cannot place the ball much better than that. I mean, because he was covered pretty well. And then in stride again, I mean, yeah, that was... I mean, he could have executed much better. The only thing you would have liked is if he got out of bounds. But they're going to put 7 seconds on the clock.
No, that's not right either. But that's what it is. 7 seconds from the 39. Kegley to throw. Looking. He's looking deep for Pelini. He caught it. And he's out of bounds with 1 second to go. What a catch. And I believe he was out of bounds. Are they going to say no? Are they going to go for the win here? No, there comes the kicker.
Oh.
So trying to tie this game up. They're trying to get started. I guess they're saying he was not out of bounds. They're set now. 1 second to go. Here's the kick. And it is good. What a turn of events! Thomas Worthington ties this game at 29. We are headed to overtime. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. 60-second timeout back at the studio. 29-29. We'll be back for overtime here at White Field. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, this is Charlie Burwell from Church Street Floor Covering, and we're happy to welcome back all the high school football players to the field. At Church Street Floor Covering, we support all local athletes and wish them the best of luck this season. If you're looking for flooring that can stand up to whatever your home team throws at it, come see us at Church Street Floor Covering. We've been scoring big points with our customers for over 30 years. Church Street Floor Coverings, across from the Buckeye Valley YMCA. And don't forget to tell them Charlie sent you.
60 years of getting the job done right. 60 years of satisfied customers at their homes and businesses.
Houston Plumbing and Heating, your York professional contractor, is celebrating 60 years in business.
Since 1963, our family has been keeping your family safe and comfortable.
Call us at 740-763-3961, where for 60 years and counting, one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center on Kate 98.7.
Well, you hear the old saying, you play until there's triple zeros on the board, and Thomas Worthington sure as heck did that with two huge pass plays from their 17-yard line to Newark's 40 and then down to the 2 with 1 second to go. The 19-yard field goal is good, and we are tied at 29, and we are playing extra tonight at Whitefield.
Yeah, I mean, what, 15 seconds they had. It was second and 25, and they somehow got it in field goal range. I mean, I was just hands on my head shocked that they even got it off. I mean, 7 seconds left, another pitch-perfect throw. I mean, the throws tonight from Kegley, I mean, have been outstanding. These are some of the best balls that I've seen the past 3 years here covering high school football in this area. And he's just a freshman, too. So that's just what's even more crazy about it.
Alternating possession.
But, I mean, it's anyone's game. I have no idea who's going to win anymore.
Nope.
I have no idea. I mean, you see how big that fourth down conversion was, and perhaps Steele sliding there. You know, who knows what would have happened, but, you know, there's plays that have happened like that on both sides tonight, and it's led us now to overtime, our first overtime we've done here, and, I mean, it's a shame that one of these teams have to lose, because they both have pulled multiple tricks out of the hat tonight, and I mean, like I said, yeah, my guess is as good as yours. I have no idea he's going to come out on top here tonight.
So in high school overtime, each team gets the ball. You start at the 25-yard line, and if you kick a field goal, the other team has a chance to kick a field goal or win it with a touchdown. So usually if you win the coin flip to start overtime, you want to be on defense to know what your opponent has done. So we'll see what is decided here. Steelmeister, the captain for the Cats out there. What a tremendous, tremendous football game. So the flip has been done, and it looks like Newark got it. He looked at Steele first, and he's looking over at Coach Franks. Got it.
Which side, I think.
But you got to say you went on defense.
Right.
All right, waiting for the official signal here, which we're not going to apparently get. It was 14-13 at halftime. Thomas Worthington definitely dominated the third quarter, led it 26-14. Newark would not quit, got to 26-21, and then a fumble inside Newark's 5-yard line recovered by the Cats defense. And then they drive down the field, a 35 yard line, a 65-yard bomb from Steele to Peterson. The two-point conversion works, and it led it 29-26. And then 15 seconds to go, two huge pass plays by Thomas Worthington getting down to the two-yard line with 1 second to go has got us here overtime 29 apiece. So Thomas Worthington will get the ball. My apologies, starting at the 20, not the 25. So starting at the 20, Cadley, who just has been terrific tonight, the freshman quarterback for the Cardinals. He's got Bowers on his left hip, first and 10. He is looking to throw, fires, and the catch made. And a pickup to the 14-yard line. Check a 13-yard line.
God, I know I've been saying to run the ball all night, but the way Cagley's been throwing it, especially coming off that last drive, he's hot. And I think you just got to let him air this one out and see if he can throw another one of his picture-perfect passes here for a touchdown.
Second down, Bowers gets the handoff, and he will get to the 10-yard line. Should be enough for a first down, and it'll make it a first and goal. By the way, no clock for overtime. Yeah. It's strictly just on possessions.
Well, obviously, you know, whatever. If Thomas Worthington's able to put this one in the end zone, that puts all the pressure in the world here on Newark.
First and goal from the 10. Gagley gets the play call. Hand off Bowers. Breaks one tackle. Gets down to about the 7. So second and goal from there. 29-29. Two wideouts come to the near side, one to the far. Bowers remains in the backfield with Cadley. Long count here once again. He will look to throw, looking over the middle, firing, and the catch is made. Man, does he catch everything.
Pass is complete to Dominic Pellini.
Pellini again. He does not get into the end zone, down to about the 2.
Oh.
But they are just, any ball near them, they're grabbing. Third and goal.
Yeah, we've seen this story before. We'll see if they can punch it into the end zone here this time. Maybe a little redemption spot here for Bowers.
Third and goal from the 2.
Yeah, Newark showing pressure.
Well, you might as well sell out here. Gagley, Bowers, touchdown. So, Thomas Worthington draws first blood in overtime. And now they lead it 35-29. And they will attempt to tack on the extra point.
A little redemption spot there for Bowers that time. Similar spot as a little under 3 minutes ago in the fourth quarter. He fumbled it, which led us to where we are now, and this time he's able to punch it in overtime.
Extra point is good. So Thomas Worthington leads it 36-29. Newark now has the opportunity to tie it up. They do need a touchdown and an extra point. Now, then you have to wait and see if they might go for 2.
Right. You got to get in the end zone first, obviously.
Yep.
But, yeah, Thomas Worthington, they did their job. They score touchdown. They put the pressure on Newark here. So it's, you got 4 downs here no matter what if you're Newark. We'll see what kind of attitude this offense comes out here with in overtime. You know, see how Steele Meister comes out. Last time we saw him, he did throw that pick trying to ice the game. On that fourth down conversion, sure he wants some redemption of his own here. He'll have to go 20 yards, see if they can either tie this up or possibly try to win the game.
Two wideouts split to each side. T. Davey with Meister on first and 10. Meister will keep it, and he will get about 5 yards as the whole cavalcade of Wildcats and Cardinals take him to about the 15. So second and 5 from there.
Yeah, that's been their good old reliable play Is this a Steelmeister keeper? If they just need some positive yards, whether it just be one or two or four or five, and it's good for five that time. But you got to think, if they want to put this one in the end zone, Steel's going to have to air this one out sooner or later.
Not on this play. He's going to keep it. He's at the 15, trying to get the first down, and he does. And we'll move forward to about the 6, first and goal there, Cats.
Yeah, just kind of bulldozed his way forward for the extra yardage after the play. Now they're set up. They got four downs to really just pick up a 6-7 yards here.
First and goal, Wildcats.
36-29. Thomas Worthington leads this one in overtime. Cats at the 6-yard line, first and goal. Meister gets the snap. He's going to keep it. And nowhere to go this time. Cardinal defense was ready, and luckily back to about the line of scrimmage. Are they even going to give it? They gave him a yard. Wow. Huh. So it's at the 5. Second and goal there.
Yeah, it seems like the theme of this first drive for the Wildcats in overtime is just run the ball with Steelmeister. He's just getting the direct snap, and he's not looking to throw at all. He's just looking to run here on all of these plays. So we'll see what happens here on second and goal.
From the 5, Meister, he's going to keep it, and turns to, I'll be interested to see where forward progress is. I think the 2.
Yep.
So you had 4 downs to get 6 yards. Now you've got 2 downs to get 2.
And, I mean, the recipe seems to be working. Just got to, I mean, just keep doing it. Just got a direct snap to Steelmeister. He does look a little winded down there, which I'm sure he is, but I'm sure he would like to have the ball in his hands to try to tie this game up here. 2 downs, pick up 2 yards. I mean, the reliable plays worked all night. Why steer away from it here?
He's actually going under center on this 3rd and goal from the 2. Meister looking to keep it. It's pushing. He's in. Touchdown, Steelmeister. And it's 36-35. The coaches are talking on the sidelines, and you know what they're talking about. I would assume they'll use a timeout here, and I think they're going to go for 2, Garrett. This is going to be it, one way or another.
Well, yeah, they're going to call a timeout. I mean, might as well just go for 2. I mean, the way this one's going, I mean, it seems like both these teams are just going to be exchanging blow for blow until eventually, you know, we get to the point where they have to go for 2. So keep this game in your control. If you're Newark, I mean, this is obviously the biggest play of the game. And, I mean, you could just run the exact same play you did, or
well,
some variation.
That's what I'm thinking.
Of a Steelmeister run, because the ball is placed at the same. It's at placed at the 2.
Actually, the 3.
Or the 3-yard line. So, I mean, it'd be hard to call anything else but a Steelmeister keeper in some form or fashion.
And you know that's what the Cardinals are thinking, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, maybe it could be an opportunity for, like, a play action or just, like, fake run by Meister and just a little pass. See if they can catch him sleeping here, but it's hard to do that when that play's worked so well here all night long.
Cats 1-for-1 on 2-point conversions. Here we go. Cardinals 36, Cats 35. Bunch formation to the right. Davey with Meister in the gun. Cats going for 2. Meister looking to throw. He's got pressure, a lot of pressure. He scrambles to his left. He's looking, still looking. He's going to take it at the 5. He puts his head down, and he is stopped short. He is stopped at the 1-yard line. He tried to do it all and make a play at the very end, and will come up 1 yard short. So they went to try to do the pass, which I think is not a bad call, but Worthington defended it extremely well. And Meister all the way back to about his 15-yard line. I can't believe he even got to the 1-yard line. But he falls just a little bit short, and the fans giving an ovation for a tremendous football game here at White Field. But Thomas Worthington comes out on top in overtime, 36-35. We'll come back and recap this one. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
No matter the season, there's always work to do. Husqvarna is always there to make the toughest jobs easier. Husqvarna has been the choice of professionals and homeowners alike for more than 332 years. Wright Brothers Power carries a full range of parts and accessories that add versatility, increase performance, and provide protection for your Husqvarna. For the full lineup of Husqvarna products and accessories, visit Wright Brothers Power at 625 West Church Street.
60 years of getting the job done right. 60 years of satisfied customers at their homes and businesses.
Houston Plumbing and Heating, your York professional contractor, is celebrating 60 years in business.
Since 1963, our family has been keeping your family safe and comfortable.
Call us at 740-763-3961, where for 60 years and counting, one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Mike's Roofing on Kate 98.7.
You want top joint replacement surgery. Knox Community Hospital delivers with 3 fellowship-trained surgeons, joint classes to fully prepare you for surgery, clinical advancements like robot-assisted knee replacement, pain protocols that have most patients home the next day, and coveted national rankings for 4 years running, all to help you beat the pain and heal faster.
Go to kch.org to learn more.
Hey, this is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. Something you don't hear on the radio, I think, a lot is values and ethics. Why you do what you do. And here at KSEP's, it's so easy for us to know exactly why we do what we do. We want to provide a safe and proper repair. We want customers today, and we want customers tomorrow. We want to be able to sleep at night knowing that what we did was the right thing, even if it's not the easy thing. KSEP's Auto Body, in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating on Case 98.7.
I don't know how I'm going to get this project finished. Wrenches keep breaking, the lawnmower just cut my extension cords, and I could really use a skid steer loader.
Go to the ER.
Who's that?
Go to the ER.
Go to the ER? But I'm not hurt, just frustrated.
Not the emergency room. Go to Weekend Warriors Equipment Rental for all the tools and help you need to get your project finished right and timely. Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental, Route 13, Thornville, next to Napa.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to White Field. A very entertaining and exciting ball game coming to an end here in overtime. Thomas Worthington getting a 36-35 victory. Thomas Worthington getting the ball first in overtime, getting a touchdown run by Isaiah Bowers. Newark does come back, getting a touchdown of their own from Steele Meister, making it 36-35. They go for two to try to win it in the first overtime, and Meister was stopped at the 1-yard line, giving the Cardinals their third victory, and Newark falls to 2-2. What a game.
Yeah, that's just a got to catch your breath after watching that game, and you feel exhausted just watching it through its entirety, because there are just so many moments where you felt like the other team had the other team dead to rights, and then they come back, you know, going back to the fourth quarter, under three to play. Thought Thomas Worthington had the touchdown here to go up two possessions. The fumble on the goal line was huge, recovered by Newark. They get the go-ahead touchdown, and then it was a fourth down conversion with a little over 30 seconds left. We both were kind of thinking, oh, this is probably it. Newark's going to try to run some clock off here. They end up running a decent amount of clock off on that play. Steelmeister throws a pick, but 15 seconds was too much for Greg Kegley and the Cardinals. Second and 15, and they somehow get it to the 2-yard line, kick a field goal as time expires, leaving my jaw dropped, and just the throws by Kegley, too, on that drive and just coming down the stretch in the fourth quarter. It just really, really impressed me. Like I said, some of the best throws I've ever seen. This guy is just a freshman. He's got a long way to go, not only just this season, but in his career, and he's got definitely a bright future. But I was a fan of Newark going for it for two there in that situation. They did the passing play, and obviously, Thomas Worthington was kind of expecting it, wasn't quite fooled by it. I think that's what Newark was expecting there. Didn't think it was a bad play call there. Wasn't opposed to it. Steelmeister run, what was working for him basically on that whole overtime possession. That could have worked too, but Steelmeister, he almost was there. He was just a yard short. Really just tried to will his way in there, but there was just five or six Cardinals that met him because he's burned them all night with his legs, and they did not want him to burn him to win the game.
Had three touchdown runs, a couple of touchdown passes, did it all. Just coming up just a bit short, but the way to see this team rally. But it was back-to-back 38-yard pass plays by Kegley for Thomas Worthington. And, again, the receiver's concentration on those pass plays, because there were defenders right there, but the ball was just absolutely perfectly placed, and they had to make the catches, and they did. And you would like to think, with that amount of time left, you'd find a way to get the victory, but Thomas Worthington said, we are not done, and just a tremendous football game. I like the resolve of the Cats. This is obviously a much improved ball club. We said it in week two. We can say it in week four. Yeah. They're right there. Now comes the hard part, the OCC gauntlet, and much tougher competition. So can you keep the momentum going and things of that nature? Not to pick on a couple schools, but Reynolds-Burge probably going to fall to 0-4 tonight. Groveport is struggling to have a good season. So opportunities remain. It's if they can keep their heads up and say, we're right there, guys. We're right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And two, this is back-to-back losses for them after starting out 2-0. You don't want this to spiral and get out of control.
Right.
That's what we've seen in years past. So they have another tough opponent next week. They got, I believe, Olentangy Orange. Another tough opponent, like you said, they have a gauntlet coming up, but just continuing to put up good efforts, and like I said, try not to let this spiral and let this losing streak mount up.
We'll take our final break and wrap things up here from Whitefield. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com.
Stop into the toy store and upgrade your ride with epic savings on Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. This is Jeff Ward, and now through September 30th, you can save on select Polaris Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, and General models with financing options as low as 1.49% APR for qualified buyers. There's no better time to take home a Polaris off-road vehicle. Explore the impressive Polaris lineup during our Upgrade Your Ride sales event at the toy store. Polaris, think outside.
Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing rates. See dealer for details. Driver must be at least 16 years old with a valid driver's license to operate.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Lashley Tractor Sales on Kate 98.7.
Don't forget, Monday night locker room from Ship Brothers Brewing. downtown Newark, 23 West Church Street. We'll be featuring the Heath Bulldogs. Had a tough one tonight at Granville, 41-33. The Blue Aces win that ball game, but Heath obviously showing a lot of moxie on the road and getting 33 points. So 41-33. Heath will be with us on the Licken County locker room on Monday, and then Friday night we'll be back here at Whitefield, the Green Wave of Newark Catholic hosting the Hornets of Licking Heights. Pregame 6:45, kickoff 7 o'clock. Thanks to Kenny Peck back to the studio. For Garrett Wando, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final tonight in overtime, Thomas Worthington over Newark, 36-35. Have a great Friday night and weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on KATE 98.7.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center on KATE 98.7.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I got to tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
Is your job going places? Mine is, and I'm taking people with me. Hi, I'm Kim, a bus operator for Licking County Transit. We make a difference in people's lives, transporting them in and around Licking and surrounding counties. We have flexible schedules, competitive wages, and great health benefits. Join our team at Licking County Transit. No CDL required. Call 740-670-5150. 740-670-5150. Equal opportunity employer.
This has been an official WCLT sports presentation on KATE 98.7. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on KATE 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, and Mike's Roofing.